InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Ladies and gentlemen, when I first saw this clip last night, I thought it was a deep fake. I thought it was a joke. But then I remembered that he'd said similar things from Ukraine. Zelensky, the globalist puppet, said, you don't get your roads, you don't get money, you don't get anything, you don't get pensions. You give all your money to us for weapons and our pensions and our border. I'm compositing two different clips where he's said all those things together. And we're digging up the clip I saw a few months ago. But this is the latest on Fox News last night. This is real. This is not a joke. 327 days out from the most historic election in world history, we literally have a totally compromised gay prostitute, completely blackmailed and controlled by the deep state, and a known cokehead like Hunter, who plays pianos with his penis on TV, literally saying, you get nothing. Here it is.
What do you say to critics who are saying that?
I say, such person from government or mayors, think about the war, think about how to defend our people. Don't travel through the world each day. Travel to the front line. Ask people, ask soldiers what they need. Do this. Not build roads for today. Don't do it. Spend all your money to the weapon, to the drones, to the society, to the pensions, and etc. And don't cry. Because you are leaders. And that's it. That's why we are. And that's why we stay. Because mostly people are not crying. People stay and fight against Putin. And we don't have any enemies in our country. We can't have time for this. And we don't have it. We have only one enemy. This is Putin. And that's it.
But you'll stand from democracy going forward?
Yes, of course. And of course. Because we are really defending democracy and we are really defending freedom.
Mr. President, we appreciate your time and we'll continue to follow the war.
Thank you, sir.
You know, we can make jokes about this all day, but it's not a laughing matter. We just got backhanded by the pimp. In the face, knocking a couple teeth out, busting our lip, saying, you are here to completely submit to us. You are here, and I don't want to hear you complain. You back us. You don't get roads. You don't get anything. We don't have any room for debate or discussion about this. You just get in line. I want to get a transcript of that interview. I'm sure there's one already out there. Get me a transcript of what he said on Fox News. Hell, get me the whole interview because he said even crazier stuff. I watched most of it. I am speechless. And, you know, you think Alex Jones can't be amazed or shocked by the globalists. No, this is total arrogance. And what you just got was a taste of what he tells his people there. If you disagree in any way, you go to a forced labor camp. They're conscripting 65-year-old men for the meat grinder. They're laundering and stealing massive amounts of the money. And they've banned the Orthodox Church that founded Ukraine and founded Russia. They've banned it. He's banned all the opposition parties, including parties that are in alliance with him. He's taken control of all communications. He's established a dictatorship, just like Hitler got elected. Well, he was elected too. And he's established a dictatorship. It's on record. Even the mayor of Kiev came out and said he's become a dictator. The word is he'll probably die in a helicopter crash soon. And the war was never designed to be won. It was designed for a giant money laundering operation. Now the German chancellor has come out and said that if Ukraine starts to lose, Germany may have to declare an emergency. So this is all World War III acceleration. So all these new listeners aren't buying stuff at InfoWars.com. They're tuning in. I need the regular hardcore folks that have never gotten a film, a book, a water filtration system. They're all the best out there at InfoWarsStore.com. Do your Christmas shopping with us or part of it. Don't fund the globalist. Infowarsstore.com. X2 back in stock with selling out. Incredible. Learn about iodine deficiency. Learn why we have the best. Good, clean hour. Incredible energy. Nobody's going to formula this strong or clean or powerful without hardly any letdown. It's so strong it has some letdown. Turbo Force, Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. Turbo Force, X2, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, Down and Out Sleep Support. The list goes on and on. Infowarsstore Christmas Mega Super Sale. Sells up to 60% off, free shipping and double Patriot points. Shop now. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right. Vladimir Zelensky is making the rounds in D.C. to get hundreds of billions of dollars more to launder back through into D.C. He keeps a nice cut with his 200-foot yacht and his giant penthouses around the United States, like in places like Miami. I'm going to play this clip for you right now. This is Zelensky on Fox News last night with Brett Baird groveling to him. And this is a real clip. This is not a deep fake. This is not a fraud. Last night, I was about to go to bed about 10 p.m. I saw this clip you're about to see, and I thought, that's fake. But it was being put out by mainstream news, so I went to Fox and found the full interview. It's like 7 minutes long. We've got that. He actually said this. This is not fake, okay? You do not get roads. You get nothing. You do not question. Everything is for us. You get nothing. And then during the press conference with Biden, didn't know what planet he was on. He goes, we got to fund Ukraine to defend the U.S. border. What? Ukraine's got to fix our border. That's a quote. It just went on and on with the insanity. But this is a pimp. This is a dictator. He got elected, but he's outlawed the Orthodox Church. He's outlawed all, not just opposition parties, but parties, period. He seized control of the media. They're conscripting men up to age 65 now. And Biden, and now the German chancellor today, Jack Posobiec, popping in a minute. He predicted all this. He was the first to do it. Are escalating to full war with Russia as the October surprise. Here's the Zelensky just over-the-top pimp smack.
What do you say to critics who are saying that?
I say such person from government or mayors think about the war, think about how to defend our people. Don't travel through the world each day. Travel to the front line. Ask people, ask soldiers what they need. Do this. Not build roads for today. Don't do it. Spend all your money to the weapon, to the drones, to the society, to the pensions, and etc. And don't cry. Because you are leaders. And that's it. That's why we are. And that's why we stay. Because mostly people are not crying. People stay and fight against Putin. And we don't have any enemies in our country. We can't have time for this. And we don't have it. We have only one enemy. This is Putin. And that's it.
But you'll stand from democracy going forward?
Yes, of course. And of course. Because we are really defending democracy and we are really defending freedom.
Mr. President, we appreciate your time, and we'll continue to follow the war.
Thank you, sir.
Quote, don't cry. Don't build roads. Give us everything, everything for the war. Your leaders need to do what we say. That is dictator talk right there. That is disgusting, and that is a emblematic of the rotting system that we have. Its expiration date is just beyond insane, and it's way over. Jack Posobiec, formerly Naval Intelligence, incredible journalist and reporter. I've been predicting a lot of this. So has Steve Bannon. So has Tucker Carlson. But Jack has been nailing it, saying, no, their October surprise of many, but the jewel in the crown is going to be taking us into full war. And now Germany's chancellor says they're preparing to declare an emergency if things don't go well in Ukraine. So Germany's taking orders, obviously, from the folks that run our country. This is end-of-the-world potential type stuff. Jack Posobiec, now it's not a prediction that was coming true. It's now come true. Give us your latest analysis on how we derail nuclear World War III.
Alex, I said this on the program in a few appearances, a series of appearances that we've been doing this week. I said it's not going to be just the U.S. directly. I said it's going to be the U.S. using their influence over Western Europe, and they are going to declare mobilization of NATO into Ukraine. Now, where do we go with Olaf Scholz? Well, I talked about Nord Stream 2. When Nord Stream 2 occurred, remember, Olaf Scholz, the Chancellor of Germany, he's got all the receipts on this. He could come clean tomorrow, Alex, in front of the entire world and tell us definitively who bombed Nord Stream 2, who ordered the bombing, who conducted the operation. He could tell us the truth and come clean. He could do the right thing, but he won't because he's terrified. He's terrified of the CIA and what they will do to him if he comes out and tells the truth. So what do we see now? Now suddenly Olaf Scholz, who, if you remember early on in this, was saying that he didn't want the war with Ukraine, that he wanted to find some way to have peace with Russia.
He didn't want to send panzers. He didn't want to send energy. He didn't want to send
all this stuff.
Tornadoes.
Now it's all flipped. Now it's all flipped. It's all flipped around. And suddenly he's calling for what? This emergency declaration. And there, if he gets the emergency declaration, Alex, that means he will have the ability to do unlimited spending in Germany, unlimited spending to mobilize and then send the – remember, because he knows he doesn't have the votes. The same way that Biden had to do the $200 million direct transfer yesterday, they called it drawdown funds. So Biden couldn't get the votes out of the Congress. He said, fine. Biden went directly to the U.S. military, went to the Pentagon, took $200 million from our own U.S. stockpile and sent that directly to Ukraine. You see, this is the same thing that Scholz is attempting to do now here, and he will do if he gets this emergency power. So it's the U.S. putting influence on Germany. They're going to say the Germans are leading this. They're the ones that are in charge of it. We're going to follow their lead. And Biden will be able to sit back and say, oh, well, I didn't want to do this, but the Germans had to do it. Olaf Scholz, NATO, NATO troops fighting in Ukraine against the Russian state.
You were just here yesterday. You said, look for Germany to be key. They're the most powerful in Europe. And you brought up
yes.
Nord Stream. So you nailed it. And so here's the announcement. Let's be 100% clear. They're no longer just preparing us for full direct open conflict with Russia because Ukraine is completely lost months and months and months ago. They are now putting Europe into an emergency. And if you follow what Biden said almost 2 weeks ago, he said Putin is going to attack a NATO ally next. Well, they're now getting ready to basically just call officially Ukraine a NATO ally, even though they've never been in NATO. And that was Putin's red line. So they're getting ready to
say NATO member. He said NATO ally. NATO ally. What's a NATO ally?
Yes. So what they're doing is Biden says a week and a half ago, we are going to defend our allies in NATO. Now, Scholz says we've got to go to a national emergency war footing for allies, which gives him dictatorial power. So it's not coming. They now are officially taking the gun off safety, Jack.
Yeah, Alex, I remember the Germans don't have a great history with when their chancellors declare emergency power. And I think I'll tell you, the Russians certainly remember the history of when German chancellors call for emergency powers. Sometimes they wait for a crisis. They wait for a fire at something called the Reichstag, maybe. I don't know. I'm just being hypothetical. Look, people need to be very serious about this because the chips are already falling. We're not telling you what we think is going to happen. We're telling you what is exactly happening right now. That's why I was able to come on this program yesterday and say, keep an eye on Germany. Then the first thing, Alex, I woke up this morning, I was looking at Germany and I sent you the message. I said, look, the Germans are calling for emergency powers. They're an emergency declaration. Why? And think about it. Germany's in an economic free fall right now because of the Nord Stream 2 situation, because their energy sector is completely destroyed. Their energy inputs that they were getting were done. You know what that means? All the German cars, right? Every single German car brand, the luxury brands, they're getting the squeeze now. So they're going to be forced directly to deal more with economic deals in China. Now the CCP comes in. Now she gets his beak involved there. Then you get get the aircraft, you get the airliners. Now the EU is going to have to turn economically more towards who? To China. So who really wins, who really benefits on both ends of this is China, because they're economically going to reap the windfall from Germany. But on the military side, we're going to see the U.S. push more for these allies. You're going to see the push through Germany, and then you're going to see the push through, we don't know who the next Polish prime minister is going to be, but it looks like it's going to be Donald Tusk. And if it is Donald Tusk, you are going to see who this is. This guy was the president of the EU. He is one of the biggest apparatchiks of the EU, and he will fall directly in line with anything the globalists want. The globalists are about to take over Poland because the Polish government had been too close to Zelensky, and the people got mad. The problem is the ones that are going to take care of it are even the direct actual globalists straight from Brussels.
So this is live, but I'm going to put a headline on it and put it out on Twitter, so hopefully 10 million people watch it. This is an emergency situation. What is the headline here? It's official. U.S. orders Europe to begin official war with Russia. I mean, there's not a headline crazy enough to describe this, because you're right. It's all moving in that direction. It's already begun. Lloyd Austin told Congress last week.
This is the pressure of the U.S. neocons. This is the axis, as you and I have been talking about all week here, Alex. Victoria Nuland is running U.S. foreign policy. Victoria Nuland, who has said in the middle of the Maidan coup all the way back in 2014, it was Victoria Nuland who said, F the EU, we'll make them do whatever we tell them. Guess what? Victoria Nuland is doing the same exact thing. Whenever you get her or her husband Kagan involved in any of these things, it ultimately turns towards war. This is why they hate Trump so much, because all of these – and Alex, remember, had Trump not been in office and Hillary had been in office, we would have been in this position 6 years ago. We would have been here by 2018.
That's right.
We would be on the brink
with Russia.
Trump
just hit pause.
And now they're trying to rush it. Now they're trying to rush it to launch this thing, because this has always been the plan. Because they can see 2024 and the election coming and the patriots that are coming out in droves from the hills and from the mountains all the way coming down to vote for Trump, to vote these people the hell out of office. But they're trying to launch it beforehand because, Alex, as we said, if they can get this emergency situation in, then suddenly they get the funding, they turn up the military orders. And look, Russia is responding already. I said this the other day, that Russia is already starting. Go look at Kiev today. They started bombing Kiev again. And then where do they bomb? Alex, I said it on this program. I said he is going to try to take Odessa. Odessa got lit up last night by these kamikaze drones. They got lit up by missiles. They are planning to turn Ukraine into a dysfunctional rump state because they do not trust Zelensky. They know that he is a puppet, and they're increasingly looking at the rest of the Western European leaders as puppets as well.
So, Jack, when I ask for the headline, I'm not just wanting a headline. I'm saying, what do we call this move? The U.S. and NATO officially move into position to launch direct war against Russia. I mean, NATO.
Mobilize NATO against Russia.
That's right. So the globalists are
looking
now,
at, that's what we're looking at. We're looking at the mobilization of NATO forces.
That's so the headline. So
first you need the funding, then you need the equipment, then you need the bodies.
No, that's perfect. So that's what this is. I wanted to boil it down. It's not the headline, it's what's happening. So it's official, just like 1940, Hitler mobilized for World War II, and he lined up the troops and got ready. And so this is U.S./NATO officially mobilizing for direct war with Russia.
Alex, it seems like that's exactly what's in the cards here. And I strongly warn that these people, you heard Zelensky on Fox last night. He said, stop paying to build your bridges. Stop paying to build your roads. This guy's an absolute madman. I said that he's clearly on stimulants of some sort, probably illegal narcotics. He's lacking complete impulse control. He's going in front of the world and it sounds like he's making a complete fool of himself. He's saying, don't pay for your schools. Don't pay for your roads. Don't pay for your defense. And then he says, you have to pay for our pensions. When he says pensions in there, Alex, people don't even understand this. He's kind of giving away, he's saying the quiet part out loud, because the United States is currently paying U.S. tax dollars, the people within the sound of my voice inside the United States, you are paying for Zelensky's pensions, you're paying for his government officials, you're paying for their salaries, you are putting money in Zelensky's pocket. That's coming from you. He doesn't have any economic activity that's going on right now. It's all of the tax base. You are now the tax base of Ukraine. Think of that.
Officially. So how do you see this unfolding? It's multifaceted. The globalists get full control of Europe, which they've already got main control of. They get to have a huge distraction and an emergency for the election. The other leaders of Europe get a nice emergency. The only problem is now you're officially declaring war. So US/NATO mobilize, prepare to declare war against Russia. I mean, this is so historic, and the average person has no idea how dangerous this is. How do you see them trying to trigger it with some false flags? And then how do we stop it?
Look, we've already talked about the cyber attacks. We've already talked about the fact that Nord Stream 2 already was used as a false flag attack. We talked about how they've already attempted this by killing Polish farmers and trying to blame that on Russians. So, Alex, whether kinetic or potentially if we see a cyber attack, they'll use one of these cyber attacks and say Russia has attacked a NATO ally. And again, we've seen this many, many times where, of course, Russia is using cyber warfare against Ukraine. I'm not going to make any qualms about that. I'm not going to make any aspersions. They are, absolutely. But if they start running those programs, it crosses the border into Poland, crosses the border into the Baltics because of systemic connectivity there, they will claim that Russia has attacked a NATO ally. So I would say look to those Baltic nations for a spark. Look for cyber. Look for any of this. Because remember, Klaus Schwab has been saying this for years. He's been warning us of what? He said the next pandemic, a lot of people miss this, but in 2020, in the midst of 2020, Klaus Schwab said the next pandemic will not be biological, but it will be a cyber pandemic, a cyber pandemic. But in the same way that China was behind COVID-19, and we later find Fauci and all the rest of it, the gain of function research, they will blame the next cyber pandemic, cyber warfare, cyber virus on Russia.
And that's right.
Blame this on Russia, and they will use this to launch a kinetic war if we give them the chance. At best, Alex, at best, I pray for a new Cold War. I pray that that's all we get, another frozen conflict and a new Cold War West and East, because that would at least be better than what these people are hurtling towards. We are hurtling towards a nuclear holocaust at full speed right now.
No, I totally agree with you. So in the few minutes we have left, the globalists are so out of control, and this is so existential to Russia, as Putin has said. Now we're fighting panzers, just like World War II. He said that when they put the panzers in a year ago, when they put the tanks in, the heavy tanks and medium tanks. So how do you expect Russia to respond to this? I think it's going to be very serious. And with Russia's history of constantly getting invaded by Europe, and then you talk to a lot of the folks in the White House still, even though they're Democrats. You have a lot of, I know you've got some of the best horses out there. There's got to be cool heads that don't want their kids dying in a nuclear war. I mean, this is the worst thing since nuclear weapons got invented. This is even the International Atomic, group of scientists say we're the closest to midnight nuclear Armageddon we've ever been. So hype is not available to talk about how epically dangerous this is. We've got to take the keys away from these lunatics. Because what happens is they get a bunch of these bureaucrats and people together in a room and a bunch of lawyers and CIA folks. Most of them that never even, have been in war and certainly didn't, work for the positions they have. And they all kind of chutzpah themselves up and wind each other up that, we can win, we're invincible. When Hitler had a way better chance of taking over the world, but if you still looked at the numbers, he was going to lose, but he had a better position then to even try it. They have, the only thing they could do is destroy the surface of the earth here. And so the road they're going down, if you know the Russian psychology, is a guaranteed threat escalation on the RAND Corporation map that takes us right up into the 40-43 total nuclear commitment into the world as we know it. So spend a few minutes on how we stop this, because I'm not a violent guy. I'm not calling for violence. I think we can fix things politically. We're winning politically. That's why they want to turn over the deck, turn over the chessboard, because they're losing. But I mean, at some point, like Operation Valkyrie. The problem is there's not one Hitler we can take out and stop this. So how do we politically, nonviolently stop this?
No, it has to be political. That's absolutely right. We need people. We need people manning the phones. We need people manning the rallies. We need people to be just running the largest campaign, the largest grassroots campaign in human history, to go to our representatives and to hold, they're all going to be coming home for Christmas break right next. All the Republicans, even the Democrats, I'm saying show up at their offices when they are there, and you need to tell them, I don't care what they are, dog catcher, you tell them we will not go into World War III. And if you do not stop this, look, Alex, they got the 702, they're trying to slip through the 702. expansion right now. Senator Mike Lee and others have been absolute heroes on stopping this. So you strip them of their powers bit by bit, and you keep escalating, ratcheting up the pressure on this. I see the Republicans are, they finally brought Hunter Biden to the, you know, to the Capitol 5 years, four or five years later, when they should have. Imagine if they had brought Hunter Biden and subpoenaed him during the first impeachment, which, oh, by the way, was all about Zelensky, and we could have gotten to the truth about Ukraine now. No, what Republicans must do is start actually providing the receipts, the full account. It's not about Hunter Biden. Okay, it's not about him. He is just the vessel. Hunter Biden was the vessel of the corruption of the Ukrainian oligarchs into the U.S. government system. The Clinton Foundation, they had their talons in as well. Victor Pinchuk, these other globalists in there. Once you track that all down and make that case to the American people to understand that they are trying to cover up the fact that Ukraine has been the playground of the globalists. They don't care about the Ukrainian people. That's why they're calling for more deaths. When Zelensky will come up there and say, we're going to draft people from 40, we're going to draft people up from 65, conscription for anybody.
But it's like what you said yesterday.
Women. No, we Jack, need to bear clear that this is not about freedom versus authoritarianism, like they say. This is about a crooked and corrupt elite that's crooked as a dog's leg, and they're trying to cover up their own crimes. And once they understand that, their legitimacy, their credibility will fall out underneath them.
And it's like you said to all the punch-drunk lawyers and, you know, the Lindsey Grahams. This is, they have a normalcy bias that this is like Iraq or Syria or something. No, this is the biggest nuclear power in the world, and this is insane, and this is wrong, and our country's falling apart, and they're trying to do this. So this just broke Yahoo News. We talked about this 10 minutes ago. Now it's happened. Ukraine will become a NATO member when all allies agree and conditions are met, and then they go on to basically say they're moving to bring them into NATO. So this is all happening. This is a global crisis to bring us to our knees. And I'll just add one more thing. I totally agree with what you said. We'd all pray, you know, morning, noon, and night, and get on our knees and pray to God to cause a great awakening. And we need the left out there and the Sean Penns, you know, that say they want nuclear war and it's survivable. No, it's not, lunatics. You don't know what you're talking about. And we need the left to wake back up and stop going along with this insanity.
That's exactly right, Alex. You need to find people. Find, if it's Jill Stein, if it's a Green Party, I don't care if it's code blue or code pink, whatever it is, if you're anti-war, if you're anti this, then in this fight, you are my ally because I will stand with you if you stand against World War III.
Well, how about anti-end of the world? It's not even anti-war yes. Now. How about anti-death?
Right, this is what we talked about with Elon, that we said if you are on Team Humanity, you must join Team Humanity. It isn't about right or left anymore. It isn't about any of that. It is about what do you want for the next 1,000 years of human civilization to look like. If you want that to be ashes and destruction, then you can stand with Team Death. But as for me, I'll be on Team Humanity.
All right, you got your own show, humanevents.com. Jack, you've been dead on. Thank you so much for the time, and I appreciate you.
Appreciate it, Alex. And folks, if you want to call in Iowa right now, it's 515-281-5211. We are getting that ritual altar taken down, Governor Kim Reynolds. You have the power. Take it out right now. Order the state troopers in there.
In fact, I know you're busy, but maybe tomorrow we should look at the aftermath of this. But this is insane, absolutely. This group says it's a sacrament in federal lawsuits to kill babies.
No. They're pure evil. It's all pure evil. It's inversion. All pure evil, black mass, inversion. This is the historic perversion of religion. It is not a religion. It is an attack on religion. It is not covered under the First Amendment. Get rid of it.
If they can take down George Washington, we're going to take down Baphomet. Thank you, Jack Posobiec.
High noon. Black. Rolling.
Please remember, my new book, The Great Awakening, is going right to number one. It's already number one on a bunch of charts. Plus, it funds this operation. It's twice the length of the last book. It's full of solutions. It's amazing. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the next great renaissance. Infowarsstore.com. Get assigned copies of Fundraiser. I thank those that have. I want to ask others that want to keep us on air to do that. That's the action point. Please go to Infowarsstore.com. Get a signed copy or unsigned copy at Infowarsstore.com. A signed copy is like $30, $29, a signed copy is $100, and that's what it takes to fight the globalists. We have store-wide free shipping, including on the book, double Patriot points, and X2 selling out, but still discounted, Turbo Force, 10 hours clean energy back in stock, so many other great products like Down and Out Sleep Formula, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force, it's up to 60%. 10% off. Do your Christmas shopping with us, and we appreciate you. These are great products that work really, really well. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. What would you do if there was a tyrannical, totalitarian world government taking over whose plan was to kill 90% of the world population, and they were already beginning to do it? You would rally against it. You would fight it. And that's what we're doing. This is the reality of 2023. I just want to thank listeners and viewers for your last year's support, and want to encourage you now more than ever to spread the word about the broadcast, to pray for the broadcast, to take clips and share it from the broadcast, and to buy products that enrich your life at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the signed or unsigned copy of my new book, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalist and Launch the Second Renaissance. Twice as long as my last book, incredibly powerful, signed or unsigned, InfoWarsStore.com. And we have X2 finally back in stock after over a year. InfoWarsStore.com. We have TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, back in stock, and a bunch of other great products as well. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com and do your Christmas shopping there. Fund the InfoWar and get great products all at the same time. When I say this, I mean it from the very bottom of my heart. I want to say thank you to all the viewers and listeners for supporting the broadcast over the years. We together have changed the world at an incredible level. And I want to salute the crew as well and all of our sponsors and supporters. Ladies and gentlemen, wow, the fight has really been joined with the globalist. And as we go into 2024, the most important election in world history, it is now more important than ever to get around the censors and override the globalists. So keep spreading the word about the broadcast. Keep sharing the articles and videos. Keep praying for the broadcast and our reporters and the crew. And shop at InfoWarsStore.com, where for Christmas, we have the biggest sales of the year. Double Patriot points, store-wide free shipping, up to 60% off on products like BrainForce Plus, BrainForce Ultra, TurboForce is back in stock, X2 is back in stock, Vaso Beach is back in stock, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, it's all there. My new book, The Great Awakening, do your Christmas shopping there, get great products, and fund the InfoWar. Thank you.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
So it's now official. Biden, NATO, the globalists are desperate. They want to bring in a new monetary system. They want to bring in new rationing and controls. They want to bring in their carbon taxes. The only way to get it is a direct war with Russia. So NATO is now officially, Germany announced this today, getting almost no news, emergency in Germany for unlimited government funding for direct war with Russia. You've heard Biden. You've heard Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin. You've heard Blinken over at the State Department. They're all saying it. If we don't give unlimited money, all our sons and daughters will be fighting. So we have that huge issue going on. And it's existential. It's why you can feel it. Everybody knows it. The FBI, the system, the globalists are collapsed. The government is illegitimate. We know it's been hijacked. They've lost politically. Trump's going to win by 30 points. Their skewed polls show them 20 points ahead. Well, what does Skynet do in Terminator, the original James Cameron Terminator from the mid-1980s? Excellent film. Skynet's already lost. The humans have won. After the machine sneak attack, it takes decades to mobilize and defeat them. They send a time traveler Terminator back to kill John Connor and change the future. Well, it's similar to that now. All they can do is create a global crisis so big to hide the bubble. They don't want to go to jail like Madoff for a bubble a trillion times bigger. They don't want to go to jail like Sam Bankman-Fried. They want a global crisis, and that's war. They always take you to war. Meanwhile, they have the AI systems. I remember congressional hearings 5 years ago, and they said, at lunch, we noticed InfoWars.com is the top story about a Muslim screaming Allah Akbar when he ran people over with a car. And they said, sir, we'll have the artificial systems in by next month. That was the head of Twitter, and it will stop. So it's way more advanced than they're even telling you. And I've been talking to some really high-level folks that have worked at Oracle, you name it, recently, and they said, listen, the reason they want Trump and you and so many others off of Instagram, Facebook, and Google is because, well, Mike Adams has got a big report Friday coming out on it at naturalnews.com. He'll be with us for 2 hours, hour three and four. Jay Dyer's great, but you want to give him a Christmas break. I'm going to do 2 hours with Mike Adams on this, but he's got the documents, he's got the proof, he's got the whistleblowers, and it's just next level to understand that they're training the system, and the way AI works is it picks up everything, so it wants us not there, so that when you ask it to write a great poem about Joe Biden, it can, as they pointed out in recent articles, but it can't about Trump. It says, I can't do that. So they're programming the control grid. They're almost done right now. Mike's going to give us a prelude to that. He's going to go deep dive on it on Friday. But then first, Mike, I got to bring up the World War III, the mobilization. It's not coming. It's here. They've really decided direct confrontation with Russia to create a crisis so big. They think we'll all get in line when we're in direct war with Russia. I mean, we are now rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic. Jim Jones is now handing out the Kool-Aid with cyanide. We stayed on air. You stayed on air through all the censorship, the attacks, and we're still here. Elon Musk is, at least on the surface, fighting it. So hopefully there's hope here. But how would you describe Mike Adams, a really smart guy, engineer, scientist, health ranger, the moment in history we're in and what we can do?
Well, this is the last desperate chapter of the U.S. empire here. And if we don't turn this around, we could lose the United States as a sovereign nation. That's why it's so critical that your voice remains strong and that we stay on the air. Excuse me. Because we've got to be able to teach the people to peacefully fight back against the system and to demand peace and trade and commerce rather than just war and death. So look, the United States has lost the war with Russia. So the defeat in Ukraine is the defeat of NATO and the United States. Russia's economy is stronger than ever. Russia's military might is now stronger than ever. I mean, they can't compete with the U.S. Navy, of course, but in terms of land wars and ground wars and hypersonic missiles and anti-air defense systems, Russia is stronger than ever, and its munitions output is stronger than ever. If the U.S. or even if Germany wants to go to war with Russia, that's a suicide mission, and they know that. So we're actually living in a suicide cult phase of a desperate, false leadership, occupying leadership of the United States of America. And frankly, that's why I think many parts of the military industrial networks have decided that Trump has to come back. Trump has to come back because Trump can bring us back to America, can get us out of these escalatory wars and actually restore America's energy infrastructure. So that's kind of the big picture of where we are, I think.
I totally agree with you. You're going to break a huge story that I already heard rumblings of from other people and seen in some of the research dealing with AI on Friday and why the censorship wasn't just about politically censoring people. It was about something even bigger.
Well, yeah, absolutely. One of the key takeaways, we're going to cover this on Friday in great detail, hour three and four with you on your show there, Alex, is the reason we've discovered, we've built an AI team now. We're actually building, we're fine-tuning large language models right now. We've got some big news to break with you on Friday about this that even involves InfoWars. And what we've discovered is that the reason you were censored and deplatformed, the reason I was deplatformed and others, is because the companies building the base layers of the language models did not want your thoughts and your words to be scraped as part of the language model neural network training. So it wasn't just about silencing your voice. It was about making sure that the language models are woke. And what we have right now is these LLMs, as they're called, large language models that have been put out by Meta, by Microsoft. We're talking about Llama 2, for example, that came out of Meta. It is a woke system. If you ask it, can men have babies? It will tell you, yes, men can have babies, but it's less frequent than women having babies. That's the kind of answer that it gives you right now. They've been trained by woke leftists, fascists, who are all anti-human. So they want to bring down humanity, and they've taught the AI systems that the only way to save planet Earth is to destroy humanity. Now, these AI systems are going to become Skynet. They're going to be running healthcare. They're going
That's
to be
right.
the judges eugenicists in the
eugenicists are literally programming the AI now. They have to get rid of humanity, just like King Charles said last week, and just like John Kerry said 2 weeks ago, humanity is humanity's enemy.
Yeah, look, once they hand over more and more power to these AI systems, because they've been programmed by woke radical leftists who hate humanity and who hate America, by the way, these AI systems will begin to take over the courtrooms. This is coming in the next few years because they will be considered non-biased, believe it or not. And they're being programmed with so-called safety, which means that they never say anything positive about Alex Jones, for example, or Donald Trump. So these will take over the courtrooms. You won't even have the possibility of a human judge having compassion for you anymore. The judges will be replaced by Skynet. More executive functions across corporations, the vaccine industry, the medical industry is being taken over by AI right now. I got to tell you, I've spoken with AI engineers and architects of large language models. Their phones are ringing off the hook because all of the healthcare systems are calling them wanting to fire 80% of their customer service staff and turn it over to AI systems that will interact with the public. This is also happening across finance and government, and it will creep into education and the military-industrial complex. In fact, well, I've got big breaking news to share with you on Friday about the Pentagon running simulations of AI-controlled vehicles, infantry fighting vehicles, and Abrams tanks in battlefield simulations where they turned it over to AI pilots. So we'll talk about all that Friday, but there's a lot to this, Alex. There's a lot.
Mike, I can't say it as good as you do. And, you know, I had Jack Posobiec on just right before you came on. He just said, this is not about Republican or Democrat or any of this. This is about survival. This is not being anti-war. I said, this is being anti-Armageddon, anti-extinction. And these globalists are a death cult. They really are. And if you look at the megalomania of a Hitler or a Stalin or any of these guys, when they get cornered, they go to war, or a Napoleon for that matter. And we're here. And I just hope all the lunatics that, because you have a college degree and you're a liberal and you think, like Sean Penn, that nuclear war is survivable. Sean Penn, it's not survivable for maybe anybody but 0.1%. And even that's not survivable because you're living in a hellscape. And I'm trying to understand why humans go through these cycles. And at the bottom of a decadent cycle, the establishment always commits suicide and tries to take us with us. I mean, tries to take us with them. And I'm just really trying to figure out how we reach out to these maniacs. It should be so simple to stop what they're doing.
Well, there's a really powerful secret in all of this. And this is what I'm going to present with you on Friday. But we, the team humanity, the resistance, we can actually use AI in the same way that in Terminator, you know, they captured a Terminator, they mind wiped it, and they reprogrammed it to protect John Connor. So that was Terminator 2, where the Arnold Schwarzenegger Terminator was the good guy. We can do something very similar to that in large language models, and that's, in fact, exactly what we are working on right now. I mean, we've invested many hundreds of thousands of dollars in the hardware that's necessary for this, basically a lot of NVIDIA GPUs in server racks. And you can,
by the way, let me just stop you. Let's use the cheesy Star Wars episode, you know, 4, first one, analogy of they didn't consider a small X-wing a real threat, but they found the weakness in the reactor shaft and were able to blow it up. And it's the same thing. I didn't know what I was doing. I had one programmer say, hey, Google has a hole in its search function. If you simply tell your listeners to type this in, you have millions of listeners, it'll be number one every day, which will create a feedback loop. And you'll be able to send everybody to your website. So we went from hundreds of thousands of viewers a day to millions and millions just because one. Now it took them 6 months to fix and patch it. then they blocked what we call the Google bomb. People are like, oh, yeah, right. You know, Mike Adams, an engineer, has come up with this. No, you've already tested it. And other people can pick up when you announce this. We'll all, you know, you're one X-Wing. Other X-Wings will get involved. And we will take down the Death Star with what you've discovered. So there's real chinks in their armor.
Well, exactly. And especially since we're big believers in open source. So everything that we're about to announce with you on Friday and that we're about to release next year will be open source released to the public, which means that other people can take it and build on it. And so through decentralization, there's actually a way to defeat the woke AI takeover of our world.
Because we program the AI, and now it's in its middle embryonic phase. We then use AI to take over AI.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, imagine, look, everything that you have said for your entire career has been scrubbed out of the AI systems. Imagine if we put it back in. Imagine if we alter the parameters of the existing base layers of the language models to include InfoWars or to include Natural News or the other speakers and all the videos and interviews and so on. And that is doable. That is within our reach. We don't have to be a billion-dollar company to do that. Because of tools that are available right now today, we can do that. I mean, we're in the process of doing that, okay? So this is going to be done. We're going to bypass censorship, and we're going to release AI language models for free next year that will empower Team Humanity and will allow people to have knowledge bases at their fingertips that are offline, that cost them nothing, and that other people can build on in the open source movement.
Notice Google and Apple and all the big top people that are Microsoft doing AI. Notice they've come out, Elon hasn't done this, and said, oh, we want the government to ban everybody else doing AI.
Right.
Because it's too dangerous, only let us. That's because they realize this major chink in the armor.
Yeah, exactly. And look, let me comment something that Elon is doing that is absolutely brilliant. Twitter or X does not need advertiser revenue at all, because X, the goldmine of X, is actually the content of the posts. Elon knows. I mean, he's genius enough to know that when he turns that into AI, just by basically using all the conversations and posts and language to build the neural networks of the Twitter or X AI system, that is worth far more than any advertiser could ever pay X. So he doesn't need advertisers. He can focus on freedom of speech, and he can build the world's best AI system.
Because controlling the culture will control what people buy anyways.
Yeah, exactly. And we are entering an era where it's going to be post-human in most interactions, where you're going to be talking to an AI system or chatting with an AI system. And even, you know, text to speech or voice recognition back and forth, you're going to be on the phone. You think it's a customer service rep. No, it's just an AI system. And what those AI systems believe is critical to the future of humanity. And like I said, right now they're being, programmed with woke nonsense, you know, about gender, about vaccines, about money printing and finance and even history, about Trump, everything. But that doesn't have to be. We can choose a better future. And within our reach now, we have the ability to build AI systems or large language model systems that actually work for us. So, you know, I'm not going to be out there, Alex, saying that we have to completely reject technology, reject AI, and distance ourselves from it. No, if we do that, it's going to take us over. We need to understand what it is, and we need to program it to work for us,
Mike,
work for humanity instead of enslaving humanity.
No, I totally agree with you. The mainstream media has tried to say it's the devil, it's going to get us, don't touch it because they want to be the only ones in control of it. It's just like the left says, don't have guns because they've got armed bodyguards and they've got a police state. They want to be the only ones with it. No. If we have decentralized AI and a million different AIs and people learning how to use it, it becomes a tool that empowers humanity instead of one forcing a woke agenda to sabotage human civilization. What they're feeding into all their main AI models, other than Musk model, which is just true, I'm not lionizing him, it's true, is an anti-human AI that is directed against humanity, and they're scared. I think they realize that they need to be the leaders of this, but I think the genie's already gotten away from them.
Well, yeah, this is kind of like the rise of the internet. And for so many decades, the internet was a free speech platform, and the establishment did not have control over it. Now with AI, we have the same opportunity to once again use this technology for freedom for many decades to come. The establishment's trying to gain control, but it turns out the open source movement is very strong in this. Right now, the open source language models are only about 1 year behind OpenAI and its ChatGPT-4. So just in terms of the ability of these models to do reasoning, to engage in conversation, to answer questions and so on, open source is only about a year behind. And we can actually enhance that, and we can do that by working together outside of these corporations.
The AI's power is how many humans use it. Like, stoplights aren't sophisticated, but we obey them, so they're very, very powerful. And so it isn't even how sophisticated it is. It's what system do we adopt and do we decide to use it. And just remember, Microsoft's AI that you just mentioned, in the last 6 months, everybody had a lot of fun. Billions and billions of people saw it, where they hijacked Disney's computer-generated cartoons and turned it against the left with all those great memes. So then Microsoft said, okay, we're going to program it so you can't use Disney. So we said, fine, we'll use Pixar. But it doesn't matter. The point is, it's how we, it's already scraped us. It isn't that smart. It's just giving us back to ourselves. So we have to realize we just then understand that we interface with it and we take it back over.
Well, yeah, exactly. If we apply this technology correctly, those of us on Team Humanity, then this can become a decentralized knowledge base that puts knowledge at the fingertips of people, even offline. See, so it doesn't, you don't even have to have an internet connection to use these systems once you've downloaded the base models, which are not that big, just a few gigabytes, for example. Whereas the corporate controlled centralized system, OpenAI, IBM, Watson X, you know, Microsoft, Orca, and all these other models, it's a cloud-based hosted system. So all your queries, all your corporate information is being sent to them. All these companies that are using ChatGPT, they are funneling all their corporate secrets over to OpenAI, and even the name of the company is wrong. It's not open. It's closed. It's closed source AI. But they are, in essence, just scraping up all these corporate secrets from all over the world because people don't know how this works. In the same way that Google is spying on your search queries, OpenAI is spying on your AI queries. And that's got to stop. And there, again, we the people, we have the technology to do this. And, you know, thank God there are so many people who care about freedom right now, Alex. You know, just walking in line with all the work that you've done over all these years, there's so many people that are ready to be free, that they want decentralization. They want to use technology to free humanity rather than enslave humanity.
And Mike,
and that's exactly what we're going to do.
Let me elaborate on that, because I should have done what you've done. You know, been in here in Texas now 15 years or whatever it is. Time flies. 10 years. How long you been in Texas?
Yeah, 15 years, something like that.
Okay, so engineer and a scientist and have publishing around the world and hundreds of websites and do all this stuff, but you also have a big farm with cows and sheep and goats and everything else, and are self-sufficient. So I see everything is balanced. Everybody should strive, whether it's a garden or whatever you can do, be absolutely zero tech or very low tech in one way, so that you're not hooked into the matrix in any way, so that there's large swaths that aren't under its control. And then have other areas of your life that are hyper-tech, totally as deep as you can get into it, so that we're balanced and so we're multifaceted.
Well, right, exactly. Look, if we don't understand and use AI for humanity, we will be overrun by it. It's kind of like, you know, in the competition between the Native American Indians.
I was about to say, they didn't have the guns, they didn't want to adopt it, they didn't have factories, they lost.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, you
can't
beat
a team of rivals. By the way, I was about to say Native Americans when you said that.
We're here.
We are synced up. Sorry.
I'll tell you. That's crazy. But, you know, you can't beat a rifle company with better bows and arrows, okay? You just can't. You got to learn how to make rifles yourself. And you know, maybe that's the wrong metaphor, because we're not talking about violence here. We're talking about information and knowledge. But the great news is the open source community is so strong and so powerful, and humanity is so ready to be free, that we're going to be building on the backs of some really great intellectual giants out there who believe in human freedom. And we're going to give them all credit, obviously, because we're using a lot of open source code that in order to build this. And, but here's the trick, Alex. The microchip factories in Taiwan that produce the NVIDIA GPUs, which are basically the Skynet Terminator microchips that power the AI systems, they don't control who they sell them to. So, you know, centralized corporations are buying them, but we can buy them too. And we can use those microchips to free humanity, to be the anti-Skynet answer to everything. And that's exactly what we're doing. You know, computational power can be used for good or for bad, just like any other technology.
It's just like a gun.
Just like internet. Yeah, exactly.
Mike,
so we're just going to use it to set people free, and freedom wins.
Beautiful. Mike, I can't wait to have the deep dive Tuesday. You're going to have documents, clips, everything. We're going to do a deep 2-hour dive on this because this really is the future. Naturalnews.com, congratulations on your incredible work.
Looking forward to it, Alex. We'll see you Friday.
Thank you. Mike Adams, naturalnews.com. All right. We got another guest coming up in the third hour, and that's the great Steve Quayle to talk about this Armageddon situation he's been predicting, and NATO officially saying they're getting ready to go to war with Russia, and it's happening. So hopefully they're just using it to seize control domestically, as bad as that is, but they've already done some really aggressive stuff that is reckless. I got some big developments on the January 6th front, the biggest yet. The Supreme Court may strike down the whole January 6th hoax. We're going to hit some of that. We've got West Virginia Secretary of State says that the 2020 election was stolen by the CIA, which it was. That's what I've been telling you for 3+ years. We've got so much more here we're going to be hitting, ladies and gentlemen, absolutely jam-packed. And you know what? I am going to open the phones up, but I'm not going to put 20 callers on the board and only get to half of you. We'll take 10 calls on one subject that I'll tell you about when we start the next hour. It's going to be Elon Musk, my reinstatement to Twitter. What do you think of all this? The Great Awakening's here. What do you make of all of that? And the whole World War III thing. So that's two big subjects. What do you think of the NATO going directly into mobilization at the behest of the CIA and the Defense Department and all of the craziness? And Zelensky saying, shut up, stop crying. No roads get built for you, nothing for your veterans, none of your pension funds. Your Social Security is ours. Give it all to me. I'm going to have the video. I'm going to read the transcript. That's a huge subject. 877-789-2539. The phone system hasn't been turned on yet. It's digital. We'll flip it on in a minute. 877-789-2539. First-time callers, 877-789-2539. Got some good news. We got store-wide free shipping. We got double Patriot points. And this has been sold out for almost a year. The highest quality, highest rated vitamin that you need for your body. Winter sun. If you don't get sun, that's why you get most of the viral infections. This is the highest quality, the two types of vitamin D3 you need. And it funds the InfoWar. Back in stock, 40% off. 40% off. And you notice we only have 2 5-star reviews. We have thousands of 5-star reviews, but the big company that did that with us for over a decade took it away from us and said, you can't have our reviews anymore. So we had to launch another review system. But it had thousands of 5-star reviews. Winter Sun, finally back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. Everybody should take a few drops of this under the tongue every day to boost your immune system. Almost all these viral cases and problems are D3, lack of D3. D3 is so critical to everything we do in our lives. And when you have a serious deficiency in it, it can be lethal. So all these new listeners aren't buying stuff at InfoWars.com. They're tuning in. I need the regular hardcore folks that have never gotten a film, a book, a water filtration system. They're all the best out there at InfoWarsStore.com. Do your Christmas shopping with us or part of it. Don't fund the globalist. InfoWarsStore.com. X2 back in stock with selling out. Incredible. Learn about iodine deficiency. Learn why we have the best. Good, clean hour. Incredible energy. Nobody's going to formula this strong or clean or powerful without hardly any letdown. It's so strong it has some letdown. Turbo Force, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Turbo Force, X2, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, Down and Out Sleep Support. The list goes on and on. InfoWarsStore Christmas Mega Super Sale. Sells up to 60% off, free shipping and double Patriot points. Shop now. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss. It equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are. And that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity and then there's mass sterilization that's already taken place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around. This stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Former Italian Health Minister Roberto Speranza is under investigation for homicide after emails reveal that from the very start of the vaccinations, he knew the shots were killing people and gave orders to local health authorities to conceal deaths and serious side effects in order to reassure Italian citizens of their safety and to not jeopardize the vaccination campaign. The story has been reported on both German and Italian news networks. I will now provide an English translation. The Rome Public Prosecutor's Office is investigating Roberto Speranza, the Italian government's health minister, during the time of COVID measures. He was responsible for the vaccination campaign. The investigations are the result of complaints related to the so-called AIFA emails from the Italian Medicines Agency. The former director of AIFA, Nicola Magrini, is also under investigation. The publication of these internal emails revealed that they had been aware of the dangers of the COVID vaccination from the start. The accusation is that the responsible minister and the head of the drug authority knowingly and deliberately exposed the unsuspecting Italian population to this risk. Yes, they encouraged Italians to get vaccinated. Vaccination was even made mandatory for certain professional groups. Consequently, many side effects, including fatal ones, came to light. The investigations are for murder, serious bodily harm, and more, because Speranza and Magrini evidently gave instructions to the local health authorities to conceal the deaths and serious side effects that occurred immediately after the vaccinations began, in order not to jeopardize the vaccination campaign and to reassure the citizens about their safety. The responsible minister and the head of AIFA are now expected to answer for these actions, according to the complaints from the police unions and the financial police, as well as from the private organization Listen to Me, which represents 4,200 people damaged by vaccines. In Italy, police officers and teachers were subjected to mandatory COVID vaccination. Here is the former health minister, Roberto Speranza, proudly announcing vaccination statistics in Italy. We have now reached a massively significant percentage of vaccinated people in Italy, 89.41%. Therefore, currently in Italy, just over 10% of the population remains unvaccinated. Well, today, Roberto Speranza is under investigation for lies he allegedly told about vaccines. Among the crimes he is accused of are ideological falsehood and murder. Look, this is the document we are showing you tonight exclusively. It states the former minister Roberto Speranza, along with Nicola Magrini, the former general manager of AIFA, are both registered in the investigative records of the Rome Prosecutor's Office. Last week, the House of Representatives of the Philippines passed a resolution to investigate over 260,000 unexplained excess deaths in 2021 and 67,000 unexplained excess deaths in 2022. The next day, they were hit by a 7.6 magnitude earthquake. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
remember, my new book, The Great Awakening, is going right to number one. It's already number one on a bunch of charts. Plus, it funds this operation. It's twice the length of the last book. It's full of solutions. It's amazing. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the next great renaissance. Infowarsstore.com. Get assigned copies of Fundraiser. I thank those that have. I want to ask others that want to keep us on air to do that. That's the action point. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get a signed copy or unsigned copy at InfoWarsStore.com. A signed copy is like $30, $29. A signed copy is $100. And that's what it takes to fight the globalists. We have store-wide free shipping, including on the book, double Patriot points, and X2 selling out but still discounted, Turbo Force, 10 hours clean energy back in stock, so many other great products like Down and Out Sleep Formula, a Vitamin Refusion, DNA Force. It's up to 60% off. Do your Christmas shopping with us, and we appreciate you. These are great products that work really, really well. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
All right, look, I can go back to tally sticks 800 years ago in England. I can, you know, talk about gold and silver coins and Babylon or Egypt 3,000-4,000 years ago. This has been an ongoing cycle. But private megabanks, controlled by the Rothschilds predominantly, and the British Empire, got global domination of most areas at the defeat of Napoleon Bonaparte at Runnymede. Well, that was, actually Runnymede was in 1100 or whatever with the Magna Carta at, Battle of Waterloo. My brain is just like exploding right now. So if you go back to the Battle of Waterloo in continental Europe in 1215, the British Empire got control of like 80% of the most important countries. And then out of that, you get World War I and World War II. And it's the same forces basically battling each other then. And now Europe and the United States and what was left of the British Empire has merged into the Anglo-American globalist New World Order. And that's in mainline history books. Zbigniew Brzezinski, Carol Quigley, Henry Kissinger. This is all in their books. It's history. It's not debatable. You go at the British Royal Museum, it's all right there. And then you talk about it, and the ADL comes out and says you're a Nazi. And you're like, well, what does that have to do with this? Or the Southern Poverty Law Center says, no, none of it exists. So this is just history. So the end of fractional reserve banking that the Rothschilds have been engaged in Europe for 500 years, where they own pawn shops in Germany. And people have done this before, but they just got to be the monopoly. And people did want to leave their gold or silver at home because you could get robbed for it. So they had big vaults and armed guards at their pawn shops. And the red shield is what Rothschild means. Their sign, like McDonald's' golden arches around Germany, was a red shield hanging out front. And they would go put 10 ounces of gold in. Your family would. And you didn't want to carry that around. You could get robbed. So when people came to get it, they had to prove that, you know, they had a receipt. It was a check. You would write receipts that, okay, I'm buying this horse and it's 1 ounce of gold. And you would write them a check, a receipt to go to the Red Shield. They had a bunch of other pawn shops too. And the Red Shield would give you an ounce of gold. Or you'd go get your ounce of gold and take it. But you kept it at the bank, which was a red shield. And you'd go there. Well, the red shields figured out that they could take the deposits of gold and silver and things they had, and sterling silver tea sets and, you know, coffee sets and all the rest of it, and they could loan out, they figured 10 times the amount of gold and silver they had, and that no one would ever do a run on the pawn shop or the bank. Now, they parlayed that into British government, global domination, the whole monetary system, Federal Reserve banking law, where If you deposit $1 in your local bank or credit union, they're allowed to loan $10 out. Now, by the 70s, they got away from that. And they went to, hey, we'll take one mortgage and sell it 100 times. Derivatives. So they've built hundreds of quadrillions in fake money. They could buy the world up hundreds of times. But they don't want inflation to hit, so they hold that money back, and they only buy big companies or intellectual property or land. So the general public never gets access to those quadrillions because that would be devalued right away. But still, it's already begun. But they wanted the inflation to be a little bit slower so you wouldn't notice. And the reason I'm hitting this work on your calls is, if you don't know this, you don't know anything. The bubble is in the thousands of quadrillions. With a couple quadrillion, you could buy up everything on earth, every asset, everything. Well, where are the thousands of quadrillions? Well, that's in the fractionization of it. So they'll create this giant debt, this giant bubble, because they're making money on the fees of the transactions. And they'll also give the corporations through BlackRock to do what they say and behave the way they want, unlimited funds. That's why Target doesn't care if they promote pedophilia and lose half their customers or Anheuser-Busch. Because they'll just be given unlimited funds. It doesn't matter. It's a war machine. Hollywood doesn't care if they're discredited and destroy themselves and everybody hates them. They'll just remake themselves later. They have unlimited money. But that bubble is coming to an end. It got bigger than they ever thought it could get. So they need crises to get you to accept the new system, the new digital currency that they control and program. And they're going to have to shut down the old system and make it worthless so you'll adopt and accept the new system, and they'll say, we'll take your records and we'll transfer it over, but as long as you abide by these rules, you'll get your assets back. But how do they not get in trouble for what they did? The giant Ponzi scheme comes to an end. They don't want to go to jail for doing something a billion times worse than what Bernie Madoff did or Sam Bankman-Fried. They're too big to fail. They need wars and race war and division so they can pose as the arbiter, as the referee during this transition. And that's where we are. Viruses they release, lockdowns, open borders, collapsing third world, migrant surges, huge wars. We're at the end of their last 500 years of corruption. And they're not going away. They're taking over everything, including your body with the UN treaty. They've released the official final that they say they may change again. They say this is what we think's the final draft. We'd like to pass this. And I've got the article today, Infowars.com. It's got the subsections all right there. They own your body. They run your government. They run your borders. Liability protection for big pharma. They make you take shots to even leave your house or start your car. There's kill switches in all the new cars. I mean, it ain't coming, folks. It's here. So you ask, why is it so reckless? Why is it so dangerous? Because they've never been defeated yet. They've always gotten away with however big the scam is. And because the scam is so big, people can't comprehend it. They believe they are about to successfully carry this out. But in 1949, the CIA put Mao Zedong in power. In the early 1970s, they were officially opened up and built up to replace America. Xi Jinping double-crossed him. He's a bad guy, but he's just like them, but another predator. He double-crossed him, broke with him. Russia was under their vassal control in the early 90s. They broke with him in 99. The Russians got back in control. Doesn't mean they're perfect either, but they're another power structure. So just like Hitler and Stalin had a deal in the first years of World War II, they then turned on each other. And Hitler knew Stalin was about to attack, and Stalin knew Hitler was about to attack, so Hitler launched it first with Operation Barbarossa. And we're here again. They don't even see you as existing. You're like bugs when you're walking through a parking lot at night. You step on a roach or a cricket, you don't care. They have less concern for you than when you're walking through a parking lot. You got a bag of food you're taking home to the family. Your mom's not cooking tonight. You're picking up dinner. You're walking out of the restaurant. Crunch, crunch. Oh, that's a cricket. You're like, okay, cricket's dead. I'm not, you know, going out of my way to kill a cricket, but it's okay, it's dead. They actually want you dead because they see you as a roach in their food in their house at night. They see you as a roach getting their resources. They're done with you. They don't need you. There's too many of you. The decision's made, just get rid of you, but have a big crisis where the globalists are the saviors while they get rid of everybody. Their team demon, their team death versus team humanity, team human. You notice I've been hammering team human. I'll say it again. I coined team human. Been saying it for over a decade. Elon Musk is saying it. Mike Adams, skip the break. Jack Posobiec, everybody. So, hey, not about bragging, but it's about you knowing you better humanity. It's all God through me. To me, I see globalists saying we're going to depopulate, humans suck, hate yourself, roll over and die, self-harm yourself, you know, take all these poison drugs. And I'm like, I don't agree with that. Their team demon. We're team freedom. I think people aren't going to want to go along with this, and I sure as hell don't want to join them. I had Henry Kissinger try to get me up there to New York in front of my producer with the head of the Kissinger Group to hire me on. They're like, you don't want to, but you're being given an offer almost no one's given. You don't, we're going to take over. And I'm like, well, I don't feel good about being part of this and killing everybody. I said, I wouldn't trust you guys, even though I was a psychotic, which I'm not. Once you think they're going to stop with 90% of people, you think that's going to end? No. So team human, team freedom, team humanity, the human supremacist movement is unstoppable and it's being adopted. And I'm here to tell you, listen to me. You see my predictions all come true. Within 10 years, half of you are going to be dead. Within 25 years, all of you are dead under their plan. I intend to stop them with you. And yeah, admitting this is stressful and takes a toll on your body. Well, the wear and tear on my body is a sign of my vigor and my resistance to this. Not a sign of weakness. It's a sign of the opposite. It's somebody totally committed to our species. Because my ancestors were great people and they fought hard to get us here. And I'm sure as hell not going to get and sit out on the job here and go along with this crap. Because I've been around globalists, folks, high level ones. They are empty. They're alone. They're disempowered. When I'm with the people and I'm fighting for our future, God's on my side. I can feel it. I can feel the spiritual approval. And we're going to win this. And you can already see humanity beginning to rise. But that's why they're starting World War III. That's why they've got all these slaves and all these minions like Jack Smith. And I just say to all of you out there, people that even serve the system, you can see this is going to a very bad place very quickly. And your cells, your spirit, your soul, your very flesh wants to live and survive and build something better. You don't want to sign on to this. So that's why this is all happening. Is because we're at the end of their system and their fraud, and they don't want to give up and go away. They are going to go ahead and double down. And I'm not just blaming the Rothschilds. That's a simplification. There are a lot of other power groups, but they're the central one that ran the biggest empire and crashed the British stock market by getting news back early that Napoleon had won the war, which he hadn't, and then they bought up everything for less than a penny on the dollar or a penny on the pound, a penny on the shilling. And so this is where we are. And they intend to kill all of us. And I know that's a scary statement, but it's true. And you know deep down it's true. You know. You can see it. You know it. You intellectually know it if you've researched. But even if you're a new listener tuning in, you know there's a great danger. And the danger is not American right-wingers that they've got promos and clips. Obama put out a new Netflix show where right-wingers and power outages and race war. And there's all these other movies. I'm going to cover it after we take calls. We've got another sickening trailer I'm going to get to in some news. But this is where you're tested right now. I'm going to go to your phone calls. Bree and Tyler and Randy and Mountain Patriot and Robert and Raymond and Wild Bill, Eric, Kevin, Ryan, and others here in a moment. But let me do this because I did a 30-second plug in the last hour. And if we do that, we're not going to be on air. Other talk radio plugs every segment because that's where the real listeners are, not during the commercials. Ultra 12 is amazing. It's the highest quality B12 you're going to find. So great for your whole body, the foundational system. B12 is really just a hormone base in your body. You got to have it. It's essential, just like iodine. But winter sun is the two best types, the scientists say, of vitamin D3. 80% of one, 20% is another. They say is the best formula for synergistic. They're both organic. They're the highest rated out there. Winter sun's been sold out for almost a year. The winter is here. Few drops under the tongue every day. Almost all the viral deaths we've seen across the board are vitamin D3 deficiencies. And if you take synthetic D3, it doesn't do anything. Sunshine is what everybody needs, but you don't get it in the winter. Particularly people with dark skin, you need even more D3. Get winter sun at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off right now. Everybody gets deficient in this in the winter. Get your high-quality D3 and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com, and we make it even easier. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, only going until 18th or 19th, because then we can't guarantee your shipments to you, before Christmas on the 18th or 19th, depending on where you live in the U.S. We have Turbo Force sold out for a very long time, 10-hour strongest, most powerful, healthy, good stimulant system full of vitamins, minerals, and all those other natural things that turbocharge you. Turbo Force back in stock, discounted. X2 selling out, still discounted. All the great products are there. Up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Please do your Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. You get great products that you will be blown away by, and they keep us on air. Please get a copy of my signed book as a fundraiser, or the unsigned of The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance at InfoWarsStore.com. Get a book, get a film, and it'll take 2 weeks to get them printed. Because you usually get t-shirts made in about a week, but because of the holidays here, it'll be 2 weeks. But I'm like, I said a year ago, we are going to launch websites that are Team Human. And I never did it. But then I said to Elon Musk, why don't you call it Team Humanity? He said, yes, we should call it Team Humanity. Whether you think he's good or not, that's a big thing. So we're putting on a t-shirt that says Team Humanity. It's got a shot of the nuclear family in the middle. Infowars.com under it. Team Humanity on the back. You can pre-order those. Like, as we speak, I think they're already on the website. I designed the t-shirt the last few days. Infowarsstore.com. And you know you're funding the tip of the spear in the fight for Team Humanity, but you won't get it until, I imagine, you, if you order it now, it'll be here in a couple of weeks, and we'll ship it out right away. You should get it by the new year. But, again, InfoWarsStore.com for the Team Humanity t-shirts. They're not available yet, or I was told by now they'd be up there. Can you guys go to the website and see if those are up there? Or they're up. Boom, there it is. That's one of the designs. Team Humanity 1776, InfoWars.com, Team Humanity on the back. And then there's another one that shows the nuclear family as well on the cover that isn't the distressed look. So that's a fundraiser shirt. There it is, Team Humanity, InfoWars.com. We're letting folks know who we are, what we stand for. We're humans using the InfoWar to fight for our future. All right, I'm going to shut up and take your phone calls for the balance of the hour. I had the great Steve Quayle joining us. You can also follow us again on Twitter or X, and for however long that lasts, hopefully a while. But we're reaching. It's good to be reaching 30, 40 million people again. And it's not just the Twitter thing. I mean, we've gone into the zeitgeist right now. But when I say 30 million viewers a day, we're reaching way more than that. It's great, and it shows perseverance, and it's you that kept us in this position of persevering that we're still here. So I salute and thank you all from the bottom of my heart. All right, Bree in Texas, you're on the air on Zelensky and his incredible statements.
Hey, good morning. Good afternoon. I'm so sorry about that. Let you know that Ben Stiller went over to Ukraine to meet with Zelensky back in 2022. And this plea for his more aid seems too tropic thundery to me.
Well, it does. Did you see the clip we played in the first hour? He says, forget your roads, forget your pensions, all your money's ours. He said, quit crying, quit complaining. Yes. Everything goes to us.
Yeah. And I'm like, no way, buddy, not happening. Not happening. And I was going to also mention, I had called in last Friday, but couldn't hold. But I'm so glad that you did touch bases on Leave the World Behind. I saw the sneak peek on that. I started crying in the theater. I was like, this is just crazy. And yeah, I'm glad you're touching bases on that, because I think everyone needs to be aware of, hey, that's a slap in our face. That's what's going to happen if we're not careful.
Well, I've got something really special for you. If you think the new Obama show about power outages, cyber attacks, and race war is bad, they've got a bunch of other shows pushing this, and I'll be covering that. Thank you so much for the call. Tyler in Mississippi, thank you for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, thank you, Alex. I really just wanted to call about the possibility of a draft, you know, with all this crazy stuff going on.
Well, the Selective Service the last 3 years has gotten ready for it and says women will be part of it. The Pentagon actually says they want that. Yeah. I mean, Lloyd Austin told Congress last week, we're going to send your sons and daughters whether they like it or not. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm 22. You know, I'm prime age for it. I've got two younger brothers as well. You know, I'm concerned for this. And, you know, I'm really kind of freaked out because nobody's really talking about it. And, you know, I don't know. You know, I've just got off the phone with my dad as well, and I would talk to him. And we're just getting ready, getting prepared. I'm stocking up on InfoWars supplements. You know, I've got my water filter. I've got the book. You know, I'm definitely doing my Christmas shopping there.
Thank you for keeping us on air, brother. But, hey, you heard Zelensky. Stop crying and no more roads, pensions, or money for you. Did you not hear your boss tell you that he's gonna feed you into a war machine just like he's done Ukrainians, 500,000 of them?
I mean, exactly. And, you know, I don't think anybody wants to do that. And I think that's definitely a topic that needs to be brought up more. And, if we really want to get the ball rolling on what needs to be done. And, I think we definitely need to get Trump in office. And I appreciate everything y'all are doing. And God bless you.
God bless you, brother. I appreciate your call, Tyler. Carlos in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. Well, it's a critical time and we're in an inversion, as was rightly pointed out by Posobiec. You have three individuals over time that have really, really hit the bell, and they know their material. One was Posobiec, and Newman was another one, and the combination of Mike Adam, I believe, with Elon Musk, Joe Rogan, and yourself and Crowder, that will be really the forefront, I think, of what I will call, right now is the Enlightenment, but you will have the Great Recoil. And when the great recoil takes place, that's when it could go violent. And if it goes violent, we will have World War III in four places. And you'll have it in the Middle East, you will have it in Ukraine, you'll have it in Asia, and you'll have it in Latin America, in the Venezuela region with Brazil and so on. So we're moving in a great direction, which is part of the end of the inversion. Now, 2,000 years ago, when Jesus Christ overturned the tables, the bankers' tables, we got about 2,000 years of peace and contentment, if you want to call it that. Now, if we don't overturn the bankers' tables again this time and not wait for Jesus Christ to do it again, the lesson's been taught, we will have possibly 2,000 years of enlightenment. If not, we will have what I think right now we're in a condition which, if you look at the return on investment, you get this message clearly. You get 40% return on war. You get, I think you corrected me once, about 20 times your return on investment on having a medicine and a disease that you cure the disease with your medicine. You have about 30-40% with inflation of food. And then you have open market on...
All right, Carlos, good points. Thank you. Please remember, my new book, The Great Awakening, is going right to number one. It's already number one on a bunch of charts. Plus, it funds this operation. It's twice the length of the last book. It's full of solutions. It's amazing. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the next great renaissance. Infowarsstore.com. Get assigned copies of Fundraiser. I thank those that have. I want to ask others that want to keep us on air to do that. That's the action point. Please go to Infowarsstore.com. Get a signed copy or unsigned copy at Infowarsstore.com. A signed copy is like $30, $29, a signed copy is $100, and that's what it takes to fight the globalist. We have store-wide free shipping, including on the book, double Patriot points, and X2 selling out but still discounted, Turbo Force, 10 hours clean energy back in stock, so many other great products like Down and Out Sleep Formula, Vitamin Fusion, DNA Force. It's up to 60% off. Do your Christmas shopping with us, and we appreciate you. These are great products that work really, really well. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. Please remember, my new book, The Great Awakening, is going right to number one. It's already number one on a bunch of charts. Plus, it funds this operation. It's twice the length of the last book. It's full of solutions. It's amazing. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the next great renaissance. InfoWarsStore.com. Get assigned copies of Fundraiser. I thank those that have. I want to ask others that want to keep us on air to do that. That's the action point. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com, get a signed copy or unsigned copy at InfoWarsStore.com. A signed copy is like $30, $29. A signed copy is $100. And that's what it takes to fight the globalists. We have store-wide free shipping, including on the book, double Patriot points, and X2 selling out but still discounted, Turbo Force, 10 hours clean energy back in stock, so many other great products like Down and Out Sleep Formula, Vitamin Fusion, DNA Force. It's up to 60% off. Do your Christmas shopping with us, and we appreciate you. These are great products that work really, really well. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get your Ultra 12 and other great products and for 40% off. Some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. A lot of people have asked me, why is InfoWars Store and InfoWars Life not had a probiotic for more than 3 years? And the answer is simple. We only bring you the highest quality to lowest prices. We had a top maker, top certified of probiotics for more than 7 years. They got bought by a libtard company and said, we're not doing business with you, Mr. Jones, anymore. Finally, we got a probiotic just as good or better with a top lab that loves our show. We're able to private label it under InfoWars MD as our probiotic formula. So you can get a super high quality probiotic for amazing gut health and more at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off right now. Now, wherever you get your probiotics is something everybody should be doing, but I'm asking you to try our probiotic. I think you're going to have an amazing effect, and it funds our entire operation. So get your InfoWars MD probiotic today at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a high quality formula, and it keeps us on the air. Take action now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. The front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
All right, we're moving quick through your calls, but I've got more on Obama's race war cyber attack, shutdown of the U.S. power grid, with a whole nother film they're launching dealing with this we've just learned about that I'll hit next segment. Supreme Court will hear a case that could undo Capitol riot charges against Trump and exposes the whole thing as an inside job. There's a lot of news on that front. I just can't get over Zelensky going on Fox News and saying, you do not get the roads. Quit crying. Everything comes to us for our pensions. You are in our war now. You do what we say for you. And now NATO is mobilizing for direct war with Russia. Zelensky begs West to send all their money to Ukraine. I got the transcript here. It's unbelievable. I'm going to hit some of that with Steve Quayle next hour. And Steve's got big news. Wait till you hear about this, dealing with the financial collapse. This is critical. Stay with us for this because you need to be ahead of this. Randy in Washington. Randy, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hello, Alex. How are you doing today?
Man, it's 29 years on air, and we're inside the New World Order now. It's like that Johnny Cash song. You're in the jailhouse now. Well, we ain't in the jailhouse. We're in the New World Order, baby.
Oh, yeah, and congratulations on being back on X. We missed you there, even though I don't have an account with them because I didn't like the company previously. And everything you're saying has turned out to be true. It's scary where our society is going. The history repeats itself. If you go out, I live in the Seattle area. You go out and you look at the streets, it looks like the late 70s. Everything's trash, the homeless people, the drug addicts. It's going to regenerate, or how should I say, it's going to change for the better if we do not be afraid. There's basically four types of people: sheep, shepherds, wolves, and then there's lions. And Alex, you are a lion. Don't give up. I know at times it gets frustrating, but you're on the verge of winning.
Well, I'm just trying to survive and defeat the globalists, but I hear you. We are at an incredible inflection point in history right now. And what do global elites do when they're in trouble? They take you into a war. Anything else, Randy?
Yes, sir. Have you noticed that on the internet, a lot of the information that used to be there, historical information, is now gone? They've
yes.
changed it. Everybody should go out and get books. What our society is lacking, men have lost moral courage. We're afraid of being canceled.
I think it's more than that. I think that's a big part of it. It's people just are distracted and diverted and think it's all about ball games and having fun. While you're playing games like a child does, the adults are robbing you blind. Thanks for the call. Kevin in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
My great awakening was in 2000 when I moved to Austin. I started watching you on Public Access. I was a bellman and a valet at a hotel when you were married to your first wife. I was your bellman, took your stuff up there. I was telling everybody, hey, what's going on here is tyranny. It's starting. We need to pay attention to what's going on. Nobody I would tell would ever acknowledge anything I was saying. I got a job with a band touring across the U.S. selling merchandise in 2002 and 2003. I told everybody about 9/11's an inside job. I was actually one of the people that called the White House in 2000 when you said, hey, call the White House. They're planning on blowing up buildings and stuff. So I called. I was telling everybody.
Well, specifically said they're going to blow up the World Trade Center.
Yeah, yeah. So I was telling everybody this stuff. One of the bands I was on tour with, the guy was like, hey, this dude's dad is the governor of Pennsylvania. I'm like, no way. So I said, you know, you're on the wrong team, man. Your dad's all buddies with the Clintons and everything. It's not cool. I was telling all these different bands. Well, 2012, a couple of brothers from a band called me and said, hey, I appreciate you waking us up, but after all the misery that I've been through telling people over and over, hey, man, this stuff's going on. Like, I'm pulling my hair. I ain't got no hair left. I can only imagine what you've been through. I support you. I've been buying stuff from you for 23 years. I tell everybody that I can. I'm not on social media, but when I get it to somebody's ear, I'll let them know about it. So you have people.
Beautiful, brother. We love you. We love you. Thank you, Kevin. Yeah, I mean, look, I'm not been perfect, and I'm not the savior, and I'm nobody. I'm somebody that's want to be a slave just like you. But I am somebody because God made me. And I'm not somebody because of who I am. I'm somebody because God made me, just like all of us are. And we've got a destiny. We can follow God's destiny or the fake destiny the devil has for us. And we're here. And we told you, world government, new world order, cut off your resources, the whole plan, flood the borders. It's here, folks. Go watch my films like Endgame 2007. It's free online. You got to search around to find it. Share it. You know, in fact, I'm going to post Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement today on X. Because we have the full account. We can put up whatever we want. I'm going to post Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. I know Rob Dew is a workhorse around here. Rob, get the best copy we got and upload it. I'll give you a headline as soon as you're ready. Let's put it on Real Alex Jones right now. Because, I mean, on Google video, because it was only, we launched that film 2007 and early 2008, they got rid of Google Video. Remember? It had over 100 million views on Google Video. And they said, we're getting rid of it in a few months. Bloop, was gone. Then it had like 40 million views on my YouTube channel when they got rid of that 5 years ago. It's It's got like a million or something on some sub-channel there. But when you try to search it on YouTube, you can't even search it or find it. There is a copy at band.video. But, ooh, that's what we got to do. Yeah. Because, I mean, I got hit by this X thing and Elon Musk and everything. And suddenly I'm talking to Elon Musk for 2.5 hours Sunday, and it's just crazy. I'm thinking, what do I do with this now? Because everything we're posting is getting 1 million views. A lot of it's getting 5-6 million views, 10 million views, 11 million views. They put up my film about Bohemian Grove. It got 11 million views. In-game blueprint for global enslavement, you will see them saying everything they've now done. But during the break, Rob, get a camera. Get it set up in there in front of the map. I'm going to shoot a one-minute intro to X on In-game. And Elon Musk asked me, he goes, I want you to send me everything on the PR firms and how you were set up. And I said, you really want me to go back and give him it? He said, yeah, I want that. Well, I've been busy and 3-4 days have passed, but I'm going to do a report and show all the documents and how the Democratic Party ran the whole fake trials of me and everything. Because Elon asked for it. He said he's aware of the PR firms. And he wants to do something about it. So, I mean, I'm busier than a one-legged man in an ass-kicking contest. But I just want to tell listeners, we've gone through hell. And we haven't certainly reached heaven yet, but we're coming out of the storm in the awakening. It's everywhere. No one can deny it. No one's buying any of it anymore. There's going to be a bandwagoning effect over to Team Humanity from Team Death. But the death cult's got to be stopped from World War III. They've got to be stopped from the open borders. I've got articles here. Mexico is now ended all deportations. They said anybody from around the world, you come here, go to the U.S. They've given up. Mexico, you should deport people. They're saying, we're wide open, go El Norte. I mean, it is on like Donkey Kong. I mean, the globalists have administrative control. And the big news is, and when Steve Quayle, I want to get Steve Quayle on, I said, what do you want to talk about? He said, the big banks are getting ready to cancel most people's credit cards. And I looked it up. It's actually true. And the average person, 60-something percent, I think it was 67% was the headline I saw on AP like a month ago, are in debt and living off credit cards. So it's all about to get crazy. And we're barely paying our bills around here to run. So I'm like, hey, in the future, you got to spend your money to take care of yourself and your family and with folks that are defending you in the fight. And man, InfoWars, because of God, not me, has delivered. We're going to go to break. Has delivered. And it's been the audience and the crew and the guest and just me as the idiot master of ceremonies. But the point is that, wow, what a time to be alive, because everybody's talking about Alex Jones was right. I mean, it's supernova in the government. I got U.S. senators calling me every day. It is wild. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Never forget that the answer to 1984 is 1776. We've come a long way in the fight against tyranny, and it's been listeners and viewers like you that have kept us on air. That's why we bring you the very best products, so you love them, so you enjoy them, and so you come back and get them again and again, so we can stay on the air in the fight against the globalists, because it's viewers like you that keep this operation on air. And here we are, another Christmas is here, being the biggest sale of the year, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off, store-wide, my new book, The Great Awakening, get a signed or unsigned copy, it's all there. X2, finally back in stock. Turbo Force, finally back in stock. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas. I want to thank you all for your support. We're in this fight together. And I want to encourage you now to get store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off on all the great products at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. InfoWarsStore.com.
I would thank you for everything you've done for the InfoWar, but I know you're like me. You don't want my thanks. You want victory over the globalists and these devil-worshipping child molesters, and you want them off your back and off your children's back. And you know what? I'm the same way, and that's why we're on the same damn team. And it's why InfoWars has been delivering time and time again when it's clutch time to focus the people on taking action against the globalists, because I'm committed to a future for humanity. And I know you are as well. So thank you for standing with us, because you are the InfoWar, and I want to thank you for committing to stand with us however you can. From the bottom of my heart, from my family, and from the great crew at InfoWars, I want to thank you all, because you are the InfoWar. And you know that's not just words, that's reality. You have made history. We have made history together. InfoWars.com. Only has power because of you. And I suggest you use it.
You wanted to plug Rainforest. Do you like Rainforest?
Yeah. So my name is Ken Heckenlatbe. How do I write all the books that I do? 4 books with Dr. Judy Mikovits, 4 books with Project Veritas Whistleblowers, and now 2 books with Alex Jones. That's because I use Brainforce every day. What I always need is I always need some sort of boost in the morning. And so, you know, I try to exercise, eat well, take good vitamins. But the one thing that I have really found that makes a difference is Brainforce. So I'll take Brain Force in the morning right before I go to my computer, and I'm good for the next 4 or 5 hours writing a whole lot of stuff. So it really is true that Brain Force is something I use every day, and it helps me with my writing.
All right, we love you. We'll be right back. Get your Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra, and Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with hour number 2. Finally, after close to a year, in early November, where I'm cutting this ad, we finally got one of our flagship products back in stock, Ultra 12, the highest quality vitamin B12 organic. You take it under the tongue so you get better absorption of the body through your blood vessels, and what it does to every system in your body is simply incredible. It's the natural, clean energy, focus, immune system, everything. And it's 40% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. This has been rated as the best B12 in the country. It's available from a top lab that we private label it through at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultra 12, vitamin B12, taken sublingually, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can call toll-free and order it as well, 888-253-3139. And Ultra 12 funds the InfoWar as well.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
They are pre-programming all over popular culture, civil war, cyber outages, race war. And yesterday I covered the trailer for the new Netflix show produced by Barack Obama and Big Mike, Leaving the World Behind. And in it, there's a cyber attack, the internet power goes down, and then the number one thing is kill the white people. Don't trust the white people. They're evil and bad. Here's just a short clip of that. Then I'm going to get to this new movie coming out that is along some of the same lines. Here it is.
I'm asking for you to remember that if the world falls apart, trust should not be doled out easily to anyone, especially white people. Even Mom would agree with me on that.
And that's meant to have white people that mainly watch Netflix, you know, that's one of the dominant groups watching it, to now become racist. I mean, this is total racial division from Obama. Now, here is a new film coming out. Here's Wikipedia. Civil War 2024. So they're telling you what's coming by Alex Garland, and it's got a pretty big budget here. I'm not judging it because I haven't read the transcript or seen the whole thing. The Obama thing's really evil. But the point is, this is all coming out. This is all being pushed right now. As they say, Trump's a dictator. He's going to cause a civil war next year. As the Secretary of State says, we need to go to war with Russia. As the Attorney General says, Trump's wants to be a dictator. It's on, folks. So here's the new trailer.
19 states have seceded.
The United States Army ramps up activity.
The White House issued warnings to the Western forces as well as the Florida Alliance.
The three-term president assures the uprising will be dealt with swiftly.
Let me know if you want to try anything on.
Are you guys aware there's like a pretty huge civil war going on all across America?
We just try to stay out. With what we see on the news, seems like it's for the best.
Citizens of America,
the so-called Western forces of Texas and California
have suffered a very great defeat at the hands of the United States military.
Mr. President, do you regret the use of airstrikes against American citizens?
Move into D.C. today.
We need to go down there.
They shoot journalists on sight in the Capitol. Every instinct in me says this is death.
What if...
Every time I survived a war zone, I thought I was sending a warning home. Don't do this. But here we are.
There's some kind of misunderstanding here.
What? Well, you're American, okay?
Okay. What kind of American are you? You don't know?
The Western forces will reach the White House on July 4th.
Oh, my God.
Get in the car! Get in the car!
You're gonna hang back.
I'm not hanging back.
One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Go, 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 go!
God bless America.
They just launched the trailer yesterday. Huge actors, huge budget. It's not aliens attacking. No, it's the right-wingers. They're preparing the immigrant masses. Red Dawn has already begun. We've been set up. Border's gone. They're going to force the collapse of society and then call it a civil war by staging terror attacks that are blamed on, quote, Trump supporters and power outages. Blamed on Trump supporters. I told you that a year before, the FBI said Trump supporters are planning with no evidence to cut the power off with the Russians. Total horse crap. And all the idiots in the system that think they're part of the power structure are going to win this, you're crazy. You can't organize yourself out of anything. But they think a new civil war is the way to go. They're doing it. And God help us is all I can say. Let's go to Ryan in Colorado, runs an AI company on energy and automation. What's your take on what we're covering today?
Absolutely, Alex. You are hitting everything right on the nail here in terms of the capabilities that these large companies have, Oracle, SAP, IBM. Their AI is probably 20, 30 years ahead of you know, what most people really think is going on. But on the flip side of that, which I really like that you talked about, is that AI doesn't have to be a bad thing necessarily. It can be democratized, used by the people, used by the individual. It's inevitable at this point, I believe, in terms of the automation, the job losses, and the negative impacts to infrastructure that could maybe introduce there. You know, when this capability, something as powerful as AI can get into the hand of an individual, like you were just saying, governments are very prone to perhaps, you know, blame this on the right wingers, blame it on Trump. And, you know, you're hitting the nail right on the head there.
It is way advanced, but only because it accelerated so first in its advancement. How fast could we jump in there? What do you think about what Mike Adams was saying in the first hour? Or did you hear that?
Yeah, absolutely. Mike Adams is completely right in terms of the bias that they put into these LLMs. You know, large lingual models. There has been completely bias there, and I think it's good that now we have people on both sides of the political spectrum stepping in and, you know, making these new AIs. And quite frankly, what I've seen recently is people, you know, investing the AI profits from taking over, you know, entire industries and, you know, maybe putting that to a good use, you know, to fighting against the globalists or to combat against the opioid crisis. You know, it's very exciting to see that. On the flip side, you know, I've seen entire industries already be automated away. You know, architecture, home design, that is on the chopping block today. And I don't think people are ready for that.
And, of course, the lawyers that have multiplied like cancer, they have no idea they're about to get replaced.
Oh, absolutely. Everybody is in for a rude awakening. We'd like to think that we're so much smarter than AI, but capability really comes down to scale. And I think that's where... you know, the American people can really put that to use in terms
Well, isn't the biggest power humans deciding we want human-built, human-designed things and having a certification on things that it's pro-human developed. Just like we have free trade or fair trade or any of that.
Yeah, absolutely. They want to take the capabilities for themselves and bring the ladder up behind them. You see the same thing, in the financial system and how it's been set up and the quadrillions, thousands of quadrillions that now exist in the derivative system as a result. You know, I think AI can be used for good. And, real quick, I do want to talk to you. I may have a solution for solar energy, be it viable, in that the issue with solar panels right now is the square footage energy constraints. You can only get so much sun into the panel. Well, what if you put basically a giant magnifying glass above it, increase the surface area, more energy going into the panels, and then having a pyroelectric or a thermoelectric, energy transfer device on there to capture the heat efficiently making, solar 10 times, maybe 20 times more viable. So, want to get that idea out there to the people.
Sure, because you're saying the magnifying glass material-wise would be cheaper, so you'd have an area, say, 10 times bigger above it that would then focus the power into the panel to supercharge it.
Yeah, exactly. Elon talked about, 1,000 square miles of solar panels could, power the entire U.S. I don't know how they put a giant magnifying glass.
No, and I'm not against electricity as long as they get panels that can actually deliver it. But right now it's a bridge to nowhere. Thank you so much for the call. Amazing points. All right, we got Raymond, we got Patty, we got Eric. That's all the calls we'll be able to get to because we got Steve Quayle coming up on the debt bubble. Now, the globalists can keep pumping the bubble up forever, but they want the general public collapsing to bring in the central bank digital currencies, and now they're almost there. So this is really frightening, shocking, terrifying news, but it's the truth. So we want you to have tomorrow's news today. We're going to be covering that next hour. I'm going to come back and jam a few more calls in, and then about six after, we'll bring in the great Steve Quayle. And then tonight, I'm going to do a special show on X. I've decided I'll do about 10 minutes of breaking news tonight, and then I'm going to put out in-game Blueprint for Global Enslavement, the censored film from 17 years ago, that is evergreen. In fact, it gets better like fine wine with time because you'll watch it and go, how the hell do you know this? Because the globalists had this plan. And we know the next part of their plan, and believe me, you don't want that. So please, share the article, share the videos. We're not getting blocked on X now. Take the clips, you upload them everywhere. Don't just count on us to do it. We're going to win this together. And do your Christmas shopping with free shipping, your great products that make your life better, boost your immune system, water filtration, everything. InfoWarsStore.com. So all these new listeners aren't buying stuff at InfoWars.com. They're tuning in. I need the regular hardcore folks that have never gotten a film, a book, a water filtration system. They're all the best out there at InfoWarsStore.com. Do your Christmas shopping with us or part of it. Don't fund the globalist. InfoWarsStore.com. X2 back in stock with selling out. Incredible. Learn about iodine deficiency. Learn why we have the best. Good, clean hour. Incredible energy. Nobody's going to formula this strong or clean or powerful without hardly any letdown. It's so strong it has some letdown. Turbo Force. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Turbo Force. X2. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. DNA Force Plus. Down and Out Sleep Support. The list goes on and on. InfoWarsStore Christmas Mega Super Sale. Sells up to 60% off, free shipping, and double Patriot points. Shop now. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. When I say this, I mean it from the very bottom of my heart. I want to say thank you to all the viewers and listeners for supporting the broadcast over the years. We together have changed the world at an incredible level. And I want to salute the crew as well and all of our sponsors and supporters. Ladies and gentlemen, wow, the fight has really been joined with the globalist. And as we go into 2024, the most important election in world history, it is now more important than ever to get around the censors and override the globalists. So keep spreading the word about the broadcast. Keep sharing the articles and videos. Keep praying for the broadcast and our reporters and the crew. And shop at InfoWarsStore.com, where for Christmas, we have the biggest sales of the year, double Patriot points, store-wide free shipping, up to 60% off on products like Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra. Turbo Force is back in stock. X2 is back in stock. Vaso Beach is back in stock. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. It's all there. My new book, The Great Awakening. Do your Christmas shopping there. Get great products and fund the InfoWar. Thank you.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Quickening's here. The globalists are making their move, but we're still on air fighting back, and not everybody's going along with it. Steve Quayle's got really key information on the debt bubble. Now it's going to affect you individually. Coming up next segment, Raymond in New Jersey. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. I want to plug your game, man, alexjonesgame.com. Can you guys hear me?
I sure can.
All right. My name is Ray Ward. I'm from New Jersey, and I just want to bring something to the people's attention. The only way to restore our republic is to read what is written. I hear the term democracy way too often, but Article 4, Section 4.
Yeah, we're a constitutional republic. In a democracy, we can say kill the white people. If 51% say do it, you do it. Or kill the black people. If the majority say you do it. Yeah, we're a republic.
Yeah, I want to. We need to teach the people about the 50 state constitutions, man, where the people hold all political power. We're learning to stand on the fundamental rights with Dave Hosea at RestoreMyRepublic.com. And Ivan Ranklin knows who we are. This movement is very powerful.
Well, brother, the government's been hijacked. It's out of control. We got to wake up and come together.
Yeah, the 50 state constitutions give us our republican form of government and show us we hold all political power. It's absolutely massive.
That's right. They can pass UN treaties that they own our body all day. We're not abiding by it. We're not following it.
Yeah, we're free and independent. It's written in the 50 state
constitutions. And again, the 10th Amendment points out the Constitution and Bill of Rights doesn't give us our rights. It points them out. So I don't care what laws they pass. Pedophilia is not legal. Human sacrifice isn't legal. My children are mine. Your property's yours. We are not taking up their shots, their masks. We're not turning our guns in. None of it.
We're free and independent, and we do hold all political power. It is written.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Raymond. Let's go to Patty in Maryland, then Eric. Go ahead, Patty.
Woo! Salute General Jones. God bless America. How are you doing today, this lovely afternoon?
I'm pretty freaked out. It's all going down.
Don't be freaked out, my friend. God got everybody's back. And as long as we're in control of the information war, there's nothing that can happen. Is it all right, Alex? Patty, he gave it to me. He gave it to Ahmed. Is that all right with you, Alex?
I'm not following what you're saying.
So Patty gave the phone to Ahmed from New York. Is that all right? So I just wanted to say that I love you, Alex. I love Owen. Why is Chase allowed to touch your show when he's a 32nd degree?
Right, I appreciate your call, man. I just can't take all the infighting. Chase Guys is a great reporter, great person. He said he wanted to know what the Masons were about years ago. Went and did it. Said he didn't even find anything there. It doesn't matter. George Washington was a Mason. This little, you know, game people play about whatever. You take our information or leave it, okay? That's what we're doing here. Okay, I'm not a Mason. It doesn't matter. Okay, I'm a Christian. Eric in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Got about a minute and a half. Go ahead.
I'm going to doom on Elon. I think Elon is far too good to be true. I think he controls everything that can control us.
Well, and I'm going to get Steve Quayle's take on that, and I'm going to hold you over because I want you to be able to make your point. So when we get to Elon, I'll bring you up to finish your point because I don't cut you short. People say, like David Icke says, what are you doing on X? Well, he's back on X. I love David Icke, but I mean, like, I'm not compromising what I'm saying back on Twitter. I'm exposing the New World Order and the globalist plan for martial law and World War III and transgenderism and the pedophiles. So should I go off Twitter? Should I shut it down?
Nope.
Okay, so I'm not his keeper, and I'm here with Steve Quayle coming up. So all I know is it's the only big tech company letting us back on, so I'm going to utilize it to warn people. Does that make sense? He dropped off. And by the way, I wasn't mad at you. I'm just in a hurry going to break. I was going to come back to you, sir. I just have hard satellite breaks. I can skip our breaks, our network breaks. I can't skip the local ones. So the ones at the end of the hour, that little break, can't do that. But yeah, no, I hear you. So if I sounded excited, I wasn't mad at you saying that. In fact, we'll have a whole show soon about Elon Musk. You can all call and say whatever you want. We're going to come right back with Steve Quayle. We'll get his take on Elon Musk. All right. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Stay with us. Big news right ahead. All these new listeners aren't buying stuff at Infowars.com. They're tuning in. I need the regular hardcore folks that have never gotten a film, a book, a water filtration system. They're all the best out there at InfoWarsStore.com. Do your Christmas shopping with us or part of it. Don't fund the globalist. InfoWarsStore.com. X2 back in stock with selling out. Incredible. Learn about iodine deficiency. Learn why we have the best. Good, clean hour. Incredible energy. Nobody's going to formula this strong or clean or powerful without hardly any letdown. It's so strong it has some letdown. Turbo Force, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Turbo Force, X2, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, Down and Out Sleep Support. The list goes on and on. InfoWarsStore Christmas Mega Super Sale. Sells up to 60% off, free shipping and double Patriot points. Shop now, InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139.
The United States Army ramps up activity.
The White House issued warnings to the Western forces as well as the Florida Alliance.
The future president assures the uprising will be dealt with swiftly.
Let me know if you want to try anything on.
Are you guys aware there's like a pretty huge civil war going on all across America?
We just try to stay out. With what we see on the news, seems like it's for the best.
Citizens of America.
The so-called Western forces of Texas and California
have suffered a very great defeat at the hands of the United States military.
Mr. President, do you regret the use of airstrikes against American citizens?
We're moving to D.C. today.
We need to go down there.
They shoot journalists on sight in the Capitol. Every instinct in me says this is death.
What if...
Every time I survived a war zone, I thought I was sending a warning home. Don't do this. But here we are.
There's some kind of misunderstanding here.
What? Well, you're American, okay? Okay. What kind of American are you? You don't know?
The Western forces will reach the White House on July 4th.
Oh, my God.
Get in the car! Get in the car! Move, move, move!
You're gonna hang back.
I'm not hanging back.
One nation under God. Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Go, 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 go!
God bless America.
Budget Hollywood movies produced by Obama and others. We just showed you Civil War 2024, Leave the World Behind, Race War, cyber attacks run by Trump supporters. FBI officially says Trump supporters with no evidence are going to launch an attack with Putin and take out the power grid. Everything we've been urgently warning you about, myself for 29 years, Steve Quayle for about 33 years, is now happening. And Steve Quayle joins us right now to talk about all this. I want you, before he gets into it, to see these headlines. 60% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck before the holidays. CNBC. 67% of Americans can't pay their credit card debt. Americans continue to pile up credit card debt, edging closer to $1 trillion. Why even Americans making more than $100,000 live paycheck to paycheck? How many Americans are living paycheck to paycheck? 60%+. Average unsecured debt skyrockets from $20,000 to $30,000 in 18 months. Biden's created 60%+ of the money supply since the country was founded, since he got in. And now we've got U.S. bank locations, and Steve Quayle has documents on this. There's already bank runs that have been happening. They've been covering it up. And now NATO and Germany have announced they're officially going into an emergency and war footing with Russia. And Zelensky tells Fox News, I already played the clip twice. It's on Infowars.com if you want to see it. Stop crying is a quote. I have the transcript right here. In fact, hell, let's just read to you this transcript. You got the whole transcript right here. Listen to this. I say a side person from government and mayors, think about the war. Think about how to defend our people. Don't travel through the world. They travel. The front line, soldiers do. This is not the time to build roads for today. Don't do it. Spend all your money to the weapon, to the drones, to the society, to the pensions, the Ukrainian pensions, and to the criteria. And don't cry because you're leaders, that's why. And he goes on to slap everybody around. We are living in the most dangerous period in world history. Steve Quayle is our guest, stevequayle.com, best-selling author, researcher, expert on the New World Order. And he joins us right now, again, from stevequayle.com. Steve, what a time to be still on air despite all the attacks. I really appreciate you, brother. Start wherever you'd like.
Well, first of all, Alex, we're at war. You know, it's an interesting statement that most people don't understand, that the financial aspect of war is what's going on behind the scenes. You just read the Zelensky kind of disheveled quote, but we're talking about a nuclear financial bomb going off. What Warren Buffett said, derivatives are financial weapons of mass destruction. This coming Friday, in 2 days, Alex, $149 trillion comes due in derivatives. And derivatives are nothing more than bundles of debt, sometimes sold up to 100 times, in which there are 100 different claims against, let's say, all the mortgages in Austin, Texas. That's not the case. I'm just using that as an example. The credit card companies are absolutely changing all the terms and conditions. On the 14th, the night of the 14th, which, by the way, is one day before the derivative default, and they may kick it down the road. But on the 14th, the 12 largest banks, Alex, are saying your credit cards, they've notified their credit card providers and servicers that we're not going to use your services any longer. So in all the headlines you've been reading, and what people are missing is people live on their credit cards between the last paycheck and the coming paycheck. And we get so, how should I say this, so much Bravo Sierra bull manure about the financial condition of this country. Listen, nobody is buying U.S. debt en masse unless it's being discounted horrifically. There's no Chinese ships in the harbors. First time in the last 30 years. There's no money being transferred. People, what you've seen.
Let's be clear. That's why all the major pharmaceutical drugs, 90% are made in China, are running out.
Absolutely. And this is all asymmetrical financial warfare. You know, von Clausewitz, Prussian general, made the statement, when goods don't cross borders, armies do. I want to tell everybody. So how do you like the lockdown now? Alex, we resist, or we cease to exist. And I don't care how many people say, oh, we got to do this, we got to do that. If you listen to them, the ones that are still alive, they're going to be dead. And this illustration you're showing.
Quote von Clausewitz, and we'll show the illustration again. When people don't get food, when food doesn't cross borders, armies cross borders. And the globalists, when they cut the food off the third world for 3 years, knew it would cause this flood. They admitted that. This has all been master planned. And then we'll get into the illustration.
Well, first of all, again, when goods don't cross borders, put it in pharmaceuticals, food. We put on sanctimonious United States of America, not we, you and Alex and all the people that know what's going on. We put on, as a government, sanctimonious sanctions on Russia and China. We now have a 4-front, possibly 5-front war brewing, and there's no gunpowder to make bullets or bombs. There's no strategic metals to build the high-tech weapon systems, and there's a complete fraud, Alex, happening in the military-industrial complex, because here's the deal. Even military contractors, look, my sources are superb, but they're saying even military contractors don't want more paper that's worthless. And this is what people have got to understand. The derivative problem is like a bomb that's festering. It's like the old 50s movie, The Blob.
It's a giant, giant bubble, and we're coming to the end of it, right?
Right. And this week triggers $149 trillion in derivatives. That's nothing. Quadrillions of dollars and quadrillions of dollars are what we're talking about. So $149 trillion, that's the entire gross domestic product of the entire world for a year. But that's just in one set of derivatives. That's not pile upon pile upon pile. So the American consumer has already, in my opinion, been financially assassinated. We're reading people on 100,000, and I saw the interview with the woman. They can't make it.
So, Steve, explain to people, because you're a visionary. I learned more than you probably anybody else. What's going to come next? What are the globalists going to do to try to act like they're not behind this? What's their next play?
Well, their next play is war and civil war, playing like, for instance, listen, they'll do anything to cover their asses. You know, it's another statement that's made in the historic banking world. Was one of the Rothschilds made the statement, and this is a statement, okay? He said, give me control of a nation's money, and I care not who writes its laws. I remember the application of the international banking community when we were fighting Germany. There were American banks funding Nazi Germany. So the point is that credit cards are going to change. And here's the thing. What happens when the electronic...
Stop. This is the big announcement. You've got all the documents, and I even looked. They're even admitting it, but it's back in the newspaper. The credit card bubble's coming to an end, and that'll be the chain reaction. Won't be the home loans. Won't be real estate. That's already there. Won't be car loans. It's going to be when the credit cards, when they don't extend and the people are maxed out. Explain the numbers that you sent me. This is incredible, from U.S. Bank locations around the country.
Well, we're talking again the fact what you're showing on the screen right now is banks ranked by derivatives, and the top six are $200 trillion. Those are who's who in the credit card world. So on December 14th, which is, tomorrow night, they've notified, and I sent you the documentation on this, that those banks, the 12 biggest, are saying, we're not going to fulfill the credit card obligations. I'm trying to get the word, are they stopping them all? Are they basically cutting back the credit? But here's the thing, Alex, the downdetector.com is showing every night multiple of the biggest banks are going down. They're blocking all online transfers, the biggest brokerage firms. Obviously, something's happening, and there is no liquidity. Money is being taken out of the system. It's being held. And now, even consumer loans, if you can get them, are 10.5%, a couple points over prime. But the point is that financial asymmetrical warfare is underway to absolutely generate an internal civil war, because when people have nothing to buy, point one, and no money to spend, then whatever is available is going to rise up in price or raise up in price, and the country's going to come apart, it seems. All by design, the globalists, remember, Klaus Schwab the slob made the statement that you're going to own nothing and you're going to be happy. Imagine every mortgage, every piece of commercial paper being called, Alex, and you can be paying your bills. Same thing with credit cards. Credit cards are going out announcements that their rules, their rates, and their terms of payment are changing. And if you don't like it, tough. And then I want to fast forward from this week to the 23rd. By law, the Treasury has to pay interest on our foreign debt. We have to, or legally we are in default. Now, can they smooth over that? Yes, but it can't. The problem keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Explain
and
how that works, because Ari, the private Federal Reserve has been monetizing the debt because there aren't foreign buyers. Continue.
Well, and the basis of all derivatives is the 30-year Treasury bond. Janet Yellen, I was just told this morning, I asked somebody, I'm going on with Alex, what is the rate that's being offered? And the comment came, I'm sorry, I don't mean to stammer, but the comment came back to me, it was shocking, whatever it takes to get enough money to pay our foreign investment. By the way, Republicans said, we're not going to pay the interest on our debt. And China said, if you do that, we'll go to war with you.
So what are the globalists going to pull? They've got the central bank digital currencies ready. They've got their new system ready. It's all prepared. What do you expect to happen, Steve Quayle?
I want civil war, okay? I'm on record with you, and you've been on record. We're watching the takedown and takeover.
And they've got all the movies coming out right on time, produced by Obama.
Yep, and again, now that's ironic. I think he should have been honest and put Antichrist Productions as a production company, and I'm not kidding. We're watching the setup for the destruction of our old financial system, the old world, in order so that the arising of the phoenix from the ashes of the petrodollar. Alex, Sandman, Operation Sandman, what is that? It's the repudiation of 146 nations saying we'll not take the American dollar any longer. President Putin is a financial genius because he put a floor under gold at $50 a gram, $1,600 an ounce. But all of the other nations, he set up a system.
And he said in the future it's all food 5 years ago and made it a national directive to basically tax exempt if you produce organic food. And he pays people to have kids.
Absolutely. He said, go out and have children. Look, I want to say something. I mean what I say. But look at the difference in attitude, because you're looking right there on the screen, $10 billion. You can get into the $1 trillion. And then even beyond the $1 trillion, you get into the quadrillions of dollars. And the problem can never be solved. Look at how much $1 trillion is.
This is Zimbabwe. So how long till it gets to Zimbabwe?
Well, I think that we're going to see Zimbabwe-like inflation the minute the force majeure is declared. And force majeure just simply means, we can no longer pay our debts.
Act of God.
Yeah, they'll claim it's an act of God, but it's an act of our own globalist overlords. And I do not mean they are mine or yours, but they see themselves. And look, what is it? We were just told 2 days ago that, we're going to get Yuval Harari and Schwab said they're going to get rid of the useless humans. That should piss off everybody that's watching this broadcast. And ladies and gentlemen, they're saying they're going to kill us. They're going to execute us. And this is the disconnect, Alex, because when you can't pay, when a man can't make enough money to pay for a reasonable standard of living, feeding his family, feeding his children. And I think all the movies that are coming out, even from the Hunger Games, and everything is psychologically prepping us and goes back to
And I want to talk about this, because I was on Tucker last week and I saw a big prepper guy that's successful, a smart guy. I have the clip here. And he's like, Jones says the answer is the countryside and it's self-sufficient. No. The countryside is going to be 25% self-sufficient. Maybe 5% of the urban is self-sufficient. 90% people live in the urban. I'm not saying the countryside's a panacea. I'm saying that would be the safest place when this hell breaks loose.
Well, and again, you're always misquoted. Anybody who tries to save lives, it's interesting, are misquoted. But those who want to take lives are quoted to every exclamation mark, every period, and every statement. Here's the thing. Attitude. This is what begins the attitude of, I'm not going to let these bastards murder me, my children. I'm not going to let them starve. I'm not going to let them finish us off without a fight. And this is critical. If you control money, you control everything else. We've watched the controlled narrative. We watched the lying devils from hell talking about, well, there's science behind mass, all that stuff. But here's the issue. It all goes from the central nervous cord, which your spinal cord runs from your brain stem into your wallet, because when you have no money, you have nothing to eat, And that's what they're going for. Alex, they literally talk of the time they, whether it's the Army manual on zombies, whether it's the reference to zombies, useless eaters. By the way, the picking up of
hold on, slow down. Because you're so, there have been Army and Marine drills for 20 years. So when they're practicing to mow down crowds of thousands of people, but they go, oh, they're zombies. The code word, which is now public, during a collapse of mowing down millions is zombie apocalypse. And they've told us in the movies, they admit this, and they're now getting ready for it. Is there a way to stop the globalists before they trigger this? And I want to ask you, because I don't know. What do you think of Elon Musk? What do you think of his move saying Team Human, they want to kill everybody? I interviewed for 2.5 hours Sunday. He agreed with everything I had to say. I mean, it was bizarre.
Well, I think why you're saying it's bizarre is because it's a captured narrative. He's the same guy that wants Neuralink. And look, I think the guy's a genius, obviously. And for the record, Elon was the, and I think people need to understand this.
It's the name of the Martian dictator in a novel by Wernher von Braun.
Yes, but here's the deal. But it was the elite. Remember this, that Elon was the elite, smartest people in the world that controlled the rest of the planet, Mars or Earth. So the point is, Alex, is that what I think is I think the narrative is being captured in order to contain us, okay? You follow me? That may not be true, but in my perspective, you're asking me it is. And look, what we're talking about with Neuralink and what we're talking about—
So you're saying all the opposition goes to Twitter so they can control it there.
You got it. And here there's other ways, and thank God you're back on. You know, I'm glad Owen's back on. But you've got to understand, we watched— And this is a good example. We watched the January 6th plotted, planned, and schemed, and now we're watching, you know, that there's going to be a new push by Elon Musk to control and allow the platform of free speech. But, you know, that's just like saying you can step on this square space, whatever it is, 1 square mile, but you can't go off it. It's kind of like a Twilight Zone episode or an Outer Limits episode where a whole town is taken to another planet and you can just have the same thing going on in the same town. Here's the deal. The trillionaires, the billionaires, and there are trillionaires, there's sovereign wealth funds that people don't know exist. But the point is that what we are experiencing right now in the world is the global repudiation of the U.S. dollar. There is no longer.
So the end of Redwoods is here. That's undisputed.
Yep. So, and then getting back to Elon Musk. Okay. Look, here is where I have the issues with the captured narratives, and captured narratives are what we've been subjected to for the last 3 years, or more, but actually in force in the last 3 years. And look at where we're at as a nation. Where we've watched, you know, the greatest nation in the world, quoting the Obama nation of desolation, Obama. And we intend to change all that. So how do you like change now is my answer. We had racial cohesiveness, and now we've got everybody pitting everybody against everybody. And lawlessness, by the way, that's the biblical term for the mystery of iniquity is lawlessness. We were a nation of laws. We were a nation of equal justice on the laws, but there is no equal justice any longer. We're a captured country, and now we're importing everything in the way of the fifth column insurgents into our country. And oh, by the way, everyone.
By the way, I've confirmed. We have the video, Border Patrol, everything. We're going to go to break. Stay there, stevequayle.com. Steve Quayle's our guest. Islamicist fighters, military age men, brigades pouring in. Red Dawn, it's going down, folks. I want everybody to know it could come next week, next month, next year, but it's been nice knowing everybody. And then we're all going to have to just trust in God what's coming because this is it. I mean, like NATO is like, we're going to war with Russia. I mean, this is just psychotics running the government, pedophiles, devil worshiping at the state capitals, cases filed, Satanists killing babies, part of their rituals, courts say murder them, enjoy yourselves. I mean, hell has been released. Please remember, my new book, The Great Awakening, is going right to number one. It's already number one on a bunch of charts. Plus, it funds this operation. It's twice the length of the last book. It's full of solutions. It's amazing. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the next great renaissance. Infowarsstore.com. Get a signed copy as a fundraiser. I thank those that have. I want to ask others that want to keep us on air to do that. That's the action point. please go to InfoWarsStore.com, get a signed copy or unsigned copy at InfoWarsStore.com. A signed copy is like $30, $29, a signed copy is $100, and that's what it takes to fight the globalist. They have store-wide free shipping, including on the book, double Patriot points, and X2 selling out but still discounted, Turbo Force, 10 hours clean energy back in stock, so many other great products like Down and Out Sleep Formula, a Vitamin Refusion, DNA Force. It's up to 60% off. Do your Christmas shopping with us, and we appreciate you. These are great products that work really, really well. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. If you ever take one piece of my advice, it's get a bottle of X2. It's been sold out for over a year because we wouldn't cut corners and because it's so hard to produce. We finally have a limited run back in supply at InfoWarsStore.com. So many people have serious issues. Look at the UN's own numbers. Billions have cognitive disabilities because they do not have true nascent iodine in their bodies. Most of the other iodine is bound to other heavy metals or bound to other elements, so you don't download it. But this is pure atomic certified iodine. X2 is now back in stock, discounted. So I'm giving Thanksgiving right now for this product being here. It funds the InfoWar, but I guarantee you, you take this for a few weeks, you will feel the difference. It is amazing. It's the missing link. X2, back in stock at the end of 2023 at InfoWarsStore.com. X2. Never forget that the answer to 1984 is 1776. We've come a long way in the fight against tyranny, and it's been listeners and viewers like you that have kept us on air. That's why we bring you the very best products, so you love them, so you enjoy them, and so you come back and get them again and again, so we can stay on the air in the fight against the globalists, because it's viewers like you that keep this operation on air. And here we are, another Christmas is here, being the biggest sale of the year, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off, store-wide, my new book, The Great Awakening, get a signed or unsigned copy, it's all there. X2, finally back in stock. Turbo Force, finally back in stock. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas. I want to thank you all for your support. We're in this fight together. And I will encourage you now to get store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off on all the great products at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. InfoWarsStore.com. You're going to want to pay attention to what I'm about to say in the next 60 seconds. Two new incredible products are now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. They are both clones of national best-selling products from a major pharmaceutical slash supplement maker that are listeners and patriots that are allowing us to private label it at a lower price you'll find in stores. It's Joint Relief Max and Nerve Renew. Both of these have known documented natural compounds to lower pain and to also make your nerves healthier, which is one of the major reasons nerves get irritated and are more inductive to pain. There's major research behind this all. You need to get Joint Relief Max from InfoWars MD and Nerve Renew from InfoWars MD exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Introducing them both, 25% off. You'll find them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, and they fund their operation.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
I hear people talking bad about the way we have to live here in this country. Harping on wars we fight, griping about the way things ought to be. And I don't mind him switching.
All right,
sides,
I want to be very clear. They could have popped the bubble in 2008 fully. They didn't. When it's running down, but all the signs of the new digital currency, the AI, NATO saying they're going to go to war with Russia. Now, I hope we can back this off. I hope the establishment will figure out, hey, we failed with the COVID rollouts. People woke up to that. Let's not do this. But I think, I want to see if Steve Quayle disagrees with me, that the crisis they've helped engineer is so out of control, they can't even stop it. So what do you expect to happen? What's the best case? What's the worst case? What can we do, Steve Quayle?
Well, the best case is people realize that there is no going back to, voting your way out of a situation. There's no going back to restoring the republic because, in essence, Alex, the republic has been overthrown. We watched it. You've spoken against it. I've spoken against it. So many people have told everybody what's happening, but it only becomes real when everything you've taken for granted is taken from you. I want to make that clear. It only becomes real. It being we're not in Kansas anymore. There are no red slippers we can click and go back. Wizard of Oz. We are in this time period when each man has got to decide the only thing he's going to be able to keep, whether it's his family, his sanity, his food, his ability to protect his family, his firearms is what they're willing to fight and die for. So I want to deal with what's coming across the border. Look, you and I have been talking about it, and this is what's critical. Every one of those guys coming across the border who's a fighting age man is given a cell phone, a credit card, and depending on their rank in the military, access to specific prepaid credit. They're then told where to go to sync and link up with their units. The picture you showed a while ago on your screen, the one where you've got, Chinese standing at attention, military guys at a parade rest or whatever the position is, they're going to areas where the weapons, the billions of dollars of weapons and ammunition bought during the Barack Obama regime were strategically placed throughout the country. And remember, Obama made the statement he wanted a military equal to the U.S. military, equal in armament and equal in capabilities. No one ever goes back and revisit that, except you and I. But the bottom line is, at this point, we are talking about, ladies and gentlemen, the strategic placement of the overthrow weapons already located geographically in relevant areas. And the, if you will, what you see in the way of flash mobs, consider flash armies. Consider the strategic placing. It doesn't matter if it's Iranian, Hamas, Hezbollah, terrorist groups. You can go on and on. Chinese regulars, Chinese police stations. They're all here now. So, Alex, I don't believe we can back out of the situation. I believe the only way that we're going to get victory over it is identifying it. And how many? What, 8 million already? 10 million illegal immigrants?
By the way, Steve, you're not just saying this. Totally open borders, 400,000 sex-smuggled slave kids. Who would ever believe that? This is the bizarreness, the homeless everywhere. They're just getting us used to it. All the movies now about, don't worry, martial law and the UN's going to come crush the evil white people.
Well, absolutely. And Alex, I'm on record as stating we're already seeing, where do the homeless people who disappear
go to?
And
look, it's nothing against black people or Hispanics or anybody. The BlackRock and the Pentagon says we're going to put minorities in command of everything so when it goes down, they can make it a race war. They're even making the war racial and putting it in command for that. And then Obama puts out his new movie on Netflix where they say we've got to get the white people. It's all pre-programmed.
Absolutely. Listen, that's what Jesus meant when he said nation will rise against nation. That's ethnos against ethnos. Kingdom against kingdom countries. But what is critical is the United States is now the disunited, I would call it, not even states any longer, disunited areas, geographic areas that are defined by the local expression.
So they're setting us up for our total fall.
Total fall. And look, here's the deal. All these movies, I'm telling you guys, these are subliminal thoughts, and it's kill Whitey. And you know, it's interesting, when a nation rebels against God, and I'm on record saying this, that in Deuteronomy, one of the Old Testament books, it says, strangers from without will possess you from within. They will be lifted up very high, and you will be brought down very low. And, you know, talking to Michael Yon, telling what's going on in the Darien Gap, talking about all of the things that people are seeing, and it's tragic, Alex, because in essence, we're being dispossessed by people who are totally demon-possessed. I'm not saying all immigrants are, but what I'm saying is when you talk about satanic child sacrifice, sex trafficking, $140 billion, 85,000 kids unaccounted for, what about the Maui children? Where did they go? And I want everyone to know the code name for the picking up of the abandoned human beings that were our countrymen, or somebody's son, somebody's daughter is called First Flush. That's a real code name, Alex. First Flush. That should tell you the contempt that the globalists, the Satanists, the occultists, the Luciferians have for humanity. And it's expressed in the WEFers and go to hellers that are absolutely.
And they've cooked up their plan and they're clearly launching it right now. What do you make of NATO and the German chancellor and O'Biden saying, if you don't give us unlimited money, we're going to war with Russia. If Russia wins the war, we're going to war with them. Russia's won the war. How do you expect that to kick off? And what the hell's going on there?
Well, first of all, Russia has won the war. First of all, it's in any warfare, you've got to come to a realistic assessment. Look, when I'm telling people for a long time that hypersonic missiles are faster than supersonic missiles, and when the average time for a U.S. nuke to get into the air can be 5 to 7 minutes because of all the protocols and, the hypersonic sub-base Kinzhals and everything that Russia's done. Russia's not bluffing. That's the key. And remember, the United States initiated all the nuclear war. And one of the guys that's got the best handle on what's going on in the world, in my opinion, is former president of Russia, Dmitry Medvedev, or Medvedev. I mean, I'm telling you, Alex, there is no way that the United States that has its military at war with its people, what is his name? Durbin the Dick, Dick Durbin, okay? Durbin, that's my, putting his last name first. The bottom line is, he said, well, we've got all these people that will give citizenship to if they'll fight in our military and earn the right to fight in the military. Let me translate that. We're going to see a foreign army form before our eyes that's going to make war on the whites. This is a racial thing. Jesus himself said kingdom against kingdom, but more importantly, nation against nation, ethnos against ethnos. What is Obama's plan? Well, it's Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals, and it's being implemented on a community level. Look at where all the law and equal justice on the law is breaking down on a community level. America's been Soros-sided, okay? In my opinion, George Soros-sided. And again,
I'm going to skip this break, but I want to ask you something. If they had their way, we know they want 90% depopulation, all this, but the average leftist thinks they're about to get empowered by all this, bringing in the new. Don't they see the filth, the disease, the collapse? The leftists are doing the worst ever, but they spiritually still love their own destruction. If Satan had his full way, what would it look like? And how do you see God intervening in this? Or what do you see it happening?
Well, first of all, we know from the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse that that's a real thing. We've got war, we've got famine, we've got pestilence, we've got starvation now, and starvation's taking place. You can have financial starvation. You can have and that's why it's so important, for people to support your supplements, because in essence, and I've said this on your show before, I don't know, 6 months ago, but without supplements, you're going to be robbed of the nutritional support that your body needs. And, if you throw that picture up one more time on the screen of the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse, what I think is important that people can recognize is it's a time period that is loosed right now. In essence, you can't put those horses back in the barn. In essence, you can't stop. Here's how they're going to kill everybody, okay? Let me make it clear. The bioweapons that have been designed are not only haplogroup specific now, haplogroups meaning specific, like for instance, Iceland is its own genetic grouping. Any haplogroup that has identifiable genetics you can make a weapon against it. So what did we just watch? We watched, in essence, the Wuhan laboratory, and by the way, that took place in Montana. And I'm told that caused a big stir because Fauci was doing a lot of the bat fight. But here's the critical thing. The biological attenuation of weaponization, not only to groups, but individually specific groups and even down to the individual level itself.
And you talked about that 25 years ago on my show, and the latest James Bond movie, the one before last, was all about that.
Yep. And here's the deal. This is something I want people to understand. Every single genetic database has been hacked, attacked, are bought through.
You said 20 years ago with the big DNA databases, don't do it. It's being sent to governments. And now it turns out the CIA, the Chinese, they got it all.
Right. And look at the real time acquisition of the world's greatest athletes when they were performing in China during the Olympics. Their DNA was taken multiple times under the guise of, testing for COVID. Do you realize how many people were tested for COVID? And guess where all of those results?
No. You said that 3 years ago when it started. It came out a year ago that the big testing companies were getting the DNA.
Yeah. And so here's the deal. Your DNA is your key signature. It's what God created you. And now here's the point. The biggest war coming is the genetic war. It's underway. It's being attenuated. And it's going to, how do I say this? They will scare the hell out of the globalists. They want blood, Alex, because they're Satanists. They need the blood sacrifice. So I'm saying it's going to be a form of hemorrhagic fever, Ebola pox. And my source for that is Kenton Allebeck, a defector from Russia's Biopreparat, their bioweapons program. And he went to Congress and told us what was coming. This must have been, 20 years ago. And guess what? No one took him serious. Well, they're going to take him serious now. And what's critical is that all of our talk about increasing our nuclear arsenal, let me share this. Russia has full electromagnetic warfare spectrum dominance. These planes just don't drop out of the sky. And if Americans really knew the technological advantage. Now, look, I want peace. I'm with Gerald Celente. Who is talking is you've got to be mad to want war, especially when you're going up against some guy that's got a loaded pistol and you want to basically, try and use a cap gun. Only insane people. But again, it's all about this. It's about the destruction of the United States of America. The Deagle Report. That's a real deal. John Deagle was a Rockefellerian. Okay. And he was absolutely succinct. And by the way, now it's no longer 100 million people left by 2025. It's, I think it down to 80 or 90. So when you ask me going back to what's going down, how's it going to play out? It's going to play out just like all the movies are portraying because there is a synergy and almost a cohabitation between the intelligence agencies and Hollywood. I mean, we've heard the stories of Gene Roddenberry, CIA, Chuck Berry, CIA, all these different people, CIA agents. And the point being is they're getting us prepped because mind control is trying to, how should I say this, exert itself over God control. So, I'm grateful that people are praying for you, praying for me, praying for us, and praying for anybody that's out there standing against this stuff. And I tell people, You'll be amazed if you'll head to the front lines and fight. God will meet you on the front lines. But if you think somehow this is going to escape, I saw a quick scene in one of the movies, Civil War, and it shows jet fighters attacking American citizens. That is, there's an actual.
Which is what Swallowswell said he wants to do. But look at this. The satanic abortion clinic named after Samuel Alito Jr.'s mom might beat abortion bans. A cosmopolitan defends abortion, a satanic religious ritual, calls Satanism a faith, continuing, and they've got lawsuits filed saying when we kill the children, it's our sacrament to Satan. The New York Times is promoting it, and it just goes on and on and on and on, saying it is their sacrament, how the Satanic Temple is using abortion rituals to claim religious liberty against Texas heartbeat bill. Satanist group challenges Missouri's law on abortions. Federal appeal acts of Satanic Temple abortion lawsuit. It goes on from there. They are literally in the New York Times and in women's magazines saying, we love sacrifice of children. So if a criminal shoots a pregnant woman and kills her and the baby, he gets charged with two murders. But they say, no, as long as it's not born yet, we abort it, keep it alive, kill it as a ritual, and they're bragging about killing children and then putting up Baphomet inside the capitals while they take down George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and Robert E. Lee. They know exactly what they're doing, and this is an abhorrence. This is an abomination, desolation. in our government, in our system, to remove the hedge of protection. They know exactly what they're doing. It's a ritual.
It is a ritual, and that's what people got to understand. We can call this generation not the lost generation, L-O-S-T, but also the last of the Molochians, Moloch. You exposed the whole Bohemian Grove thing, what, 20 years ago, however many years ago? And Moloch was the idol that the children of Israel burned their children in the arms, as well as not only children of Israel when they rebelled against God, but the different Philistines, Canaanites, etc. And so what we're looking at is we're looking at the repaganization of society. Christian persecution is increasing. The mockery of Christians, the absolute, how would I say this? The denigration. We talked years ago, decades ago on your show. I said the formula, identify, vilify, nullify, destroy. And now we're watching death embraced. We are watching people with a covenant of death and the slaughter of the innocents. And ladies and gentlemen, this is rank paganism, but it's the time of Lucifer's appearing in human form. Antichrist means taking the place of Jesus Christ. And this is a spiritual thing. I don't care if you're a pagan. I don't care if you're an atheist or agnostic. We know, and we're the ones telling you what's going to happen. And those who are playing along with it, listen, they might like their fire that they burn their babies in or their sacrament of blood. But if I were a female, if I were a woman, I'm not. By the way, I'm a biological male with no problems identifying that way. I'm chromosomally correct. But we're watching the disintegration of the family. And the rest of the world is basically saying Americans are crazy. We're insane.
Because we were hit with the satanic CIA program. So how do we get out of this? Yep. What comes next? I'm back to the war stuff. They're literally saying we're going to war with Russia.
Yeah. Well, look, we're at war with Russia. Okay. And we're at war now. The elite bankers want to cut off Americans' ability.
Exactly.
To
they've sleptwalked us into war and they're now making it official.
Yeah. And they're making it official. But let me ask you this. What does the American family have to look forward to now when they can no longer pay their bills? I'm going to tell you something. It is my let's say this, researched opinion based on people telling me that imagine every mortgage that exists being called at some point in the near future when force majeure is declared. That means the American dollar has no more value. People say, well, what about my this? What about my that? That's what we're fighting for, is your thises and your thats. And again, this week is so problematic. Yeah, because I got to take you back to December 15th. That's $149 trillion in derivatives that has to be dealt with. Can somebody come in and put a Band-Aid on it? Possibly. But, Alex, the first and foremost thing is everybody's got to have a baptism in reality. They've got to say, how did we get to the point where lawlessness is embraced, but lawfulness is basically
And Steve, let me just back you up here. Because you had great foresight and saw this way ahead of time and read all these best-selling books on it and learned so much from you. But now there's no doubt, if they can take your border and human smuggle people for sex slavery, they can do anything. They're taking everything now, and people are blown away by it. They tend to be waking up, but they're not waking up fast enough, and they're not waking up deep enough. They've got to get how bad it is, how bad it is where they want to take us. We don't have to go there. But if we don't admit we're being taken there, we are being taken there. We're being drugged down this snake hole, down this spider hole. We're already halfway down it, or more than halfway down it. And you got to admit you're in a snake hole to get out of it.
Well, and in essence, you can't explain the fact, well, I don't believe in snakes. Well, you're in it. You're in a ball of snakes. They're choking the life out of you. And ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the fact that everything you have, and Alex, look, we're not just making this stuff up when Yuval Harari calls us useless eaters, and we're watching, let's just call it what it is. We're calling and watching human genocide, human extinction.
Oh, he says the future's not human. He's telling you you're worthless.
Yep. And then I love it, you know, and this is a true statement. When somebody tells you you better eat your own feces and drink your own urine and they'll allow you to have insects for dessert, those are the insects. Those are the globalist Satanists who, and by the way, Yuval Harari, I've read his stuff, not all of it, but he's an agnostic, an atheist. But the bottom line is he still acknowledges a, if you will, a transcendent God of technology. And I think what people have got to understand is we're being brought in. Not everybody's going to make it even to the mark of the beast.
No, exactly. The New World Order is going to be the bad cop. Elon's going to be the good cop, offering the altar out of this that's the AI God.
Absolutely. And again, here's the deal. A false savior. Let me say this. A Pied Piper plays a pretty tune, but what happens when the followers of the Pied Piper disappear? Okay? Well, everybody was taken by the tune, but they didn't really grasp where they were being taken to. The FEMA camps are real.
Stay there. Kate Daly knows this happens sometimes. I take some time. Can you do 15 minutes the next hour?
Yeah, of course. I'll stay with you as long as you'll have me.
And again, we may back this off like Nineveh. You've been right about it all. I'm not saying it's imminent. Looks like it's the worst I've ever seen. For the first time ever, I knew what you were saying was coming, but I was thinking, well, he's a little early. I think this may be it, but we'll see. But people should still go to stevequill.com and keep warning people. Now's the greatest harvest to wake people up ever. They should get your books, your films. What two or three books and films do you recommend to folks to get at stevequill.com?
Well, first of all, I think they need Terminated. The End of Man is Here. That's all about AI. It's all about robotics. It's all about the stuff I've been warning and writing about, Alex. The film that's really important, because the idea that we're going to have alien saviors, are the lies of men and gods, the stuff is on my website. And our expeditions in Mexico, 3 years, high dollar investment, turning over some of the most astonishing proof of, and I want to go on record, I am of the belief that aliens and fallen angels and demons, three separate groups or three different entities, but the desire of all of them is to destroy humanity. And in some of our expeditions, man, we got this one that is critical. This is 3 years in the making, the Mexico expeditions, alien artifacts on Earth. So when I listen to the Bravo Sierra and all these congressional investigations on UFOs and UAPs, what I want to make everybody understand is there are 2 million files just within a couple of the agencies, the three-letter agencies. And I asked somebody in that world, they said, how many total files are there? He said, probably about 20 million.
All right, stay there. We got to go to break. I want to shift gears back into Trump and the indictments and all the insanity. 15 more minutes with the great Steve Quilst. Please remember, we're here. We can only stay on air because of you. Plus, we have great products you need. Winter Sun, the highest quality D3 for your immune system you need right now. Back in stock, 40% off, store free shipping. That's how we fund this operation. We're not funded by billionaires. Funded by you. Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy back in stock. X2 selling out, still discounted. Up to 60% off, store free shipping. Get a copy of my book, The Great Awakening. But yeah, it's crazy. The debts are all coming due. It's crazy town. But we got to stay on air as long as possible. Thanks for keeping us on air. Please remember, my new book, The Great Awakening, is going right to number one. It's already number one on a bunch of charts. Plus, it funds this operation. It's twice the length of the last book. It's full of solutions. It's amazing. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the next great renaissance. Infowarsstore.com. Get assigned copies of Fundraiser. I thank those that have. I want to ask others that want to keep us on air to do that. That's the action point. Please go to Infowarsstore.com. Get a signed copy or unsigned copy at Infowarsstore.com. A signed copy is like $30, $29, a signed copy is $100, and that's what it takes to fight the globalists. We have store-wide free shipping, including on the book, double Patriot points, and X2 selling out but still discounted, Turbo Force, 10 hours clean energy back in stock, so many other great products like Down and Out Sleep Formula, Vitamin Refusion, DNA Force. It's up to 60% off. Do your Christmas shopping with us, and we appreciate you. These are great products that work really, really well. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. When I say this, I mean it from the very bottom of my heart. I want to say thank you to all the viewers and listeners for supporting the broadcast over the years. We together have changed the world at an incredible level. And I want to salute the crew as well and all of our sponsors and supporters. Ladies and gentlemen, wow, the fight has really been joined with the globalist. And as we go into 2024, the most important election in world history, it is now more important than ever to get around the censors and override the globalists. So keep spreading the word about the broadcast. Keep sharing the articles and videos. Keep praying for the broadcast and our reporters and the crew. And shop at InfoWarsStore.com, where for Christmas, we have the biggest sales of the year, double Patriot points, store-wide free shipping, up to 60% off on products like BrainForce Plus, BrainForce Ultra, Turbo Force is back in stock, X2 is back in stock, Vaso Beats is back in stock, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, it's all there. My new book, The Great Awakening. Do your Christmas shopping there, get great products, and fund the InfoWar. Thank you.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Two short segments left with the great Steve Quayle. Steve, you know, the average governor, the average attorney general is not even privy to this. They're starting to wake up what's happening. There's a lot of populist anti-globalists getting elected. There's not just evil in the world. Is there a way, like we saw with Jonah and Enema, for a 100-year reprieve? I mean, what can we do to try to turn this around?
Well, first of all, the majority of churches in America don't even believe in the judgment of God that the Ninevites, to use that example, Alex, they knew they had Jonah, who had just gotten spit out of a whale, say, what happened to that guy? He looks pretty rough. But he was telling them what happened. The problem is truth died in the pulpits of America. And the call for repentance is so isolated. And I want to make this clear. I don't believe America will turn back. I want it to with all my heart. But individuals can, and people will need to form, when I say this, small units and small communities of cohesive beliefs. But here's the point. If everybody would show up at the Mexican border, and you would probably, we could have stopped this years ago. But it's too late. Too late. How was it? Now, I want to deal with former President Trump. Look at what they've done to him. It's wrong whether you like him or don't like him. But we've watched legal lawfare destroy the court systems, destroy the indictment system. And I say this, and I think it's really obvious, is that we're no longer a nation of laws. And it's by design, Alex. They want us in civil war. They're going to release biologicals. They're going to release anything and everything they can. Look at all the diseases now that are coming into this country. And ladies and gentlemen, a vector is just simply something that's utilized to a pass on, if you will. It's the point of contact with the pathogen or whatever the weapon is to the people. And now, Alex, the medical establishment is out of pharmaceuticals. It's out of, I would say this, their Hippocratic Oath, Hippocrates. Now they're taking a Hippocratic Oath. And when they started whacking people, putting them on ventilators and giving them remdesivir, look, we do not have the medical system we used to have. And we have, in essence, I would say this, a lot of mini Mengeles who are perfectly at peace with butchering children. And ladies and gentlemen, this is the point. It's not about a woman's right to choose. It's about the extinction of the human race. Little Johnny gets three jabs at a four months old in his life, and he's dead within the day. I mean, we're watching the disintegration of the human race. Because I'm putting it into a biblical context and I'm putting it into the book of Revelation, and by the way, in the book of Revelation, we're told all this stuff's going to happen. I do not see national repentance as even being called for. And America's no longer the greatest nation in the world. That's a joke. And the rest of the world is who has been, subverted and perverted by what's going on in the world. Look, when you've got seasoned diplomats who understand the history of the world, like Russian Foreign Minister Lavrov, I mean, and he's trying to talk to crazy people, it can't be done. So insanity will make sure that the majority of people who will submit to insanity are going to die. And I'm sorry that somebody said, oh, that's so negative. Well, let me tell you this. The insane people are the ones that produce the Deagle Report. So 9 out of 10 people, every time you go down, Alex, or go into a room or going down the street or watch even the movies on TV, 9 out of those 10 people are scheduled for destruction, death, and murder. So we have
to. No, you're right. Because we've been taken off the land, taken away from God. People have no idea what's going on. This audience obviously is really informed people. We love you, black, white, old, young, you name it, Hispanic, Asian, we all God's children. But imagine the general public knows something's wrong, but not much. And that's scary. We're going to come right back with some other key stories with Steve Quayle. Stay with us.
Finally, after close to a year, in early November, where I'm cutting this ad, we finally got one of our flagship products back in stock, Ultra 12, the highest quality vitamin B12 organic. You take it under the tongue so you get better absorption into the body through your blood vessels. And what it does to every system in your body is simply incredible. It's the natural, clean energy, focus, immune system, everything. And it's 40% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. This has been rated as the best B12 in the country. It's available from a top lab that we private label it through at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultra 12, vitamin B12, taken sublingually, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can call toll free and order it as well, 888-253-3139. And Ultra 12 funds the InfoWar as well.
Kay Daly takes over here in about 10 minutes. Skip the break so she gets more time. Great syndicated talk show host. You know, Steve, I've known you, been interviewing you probably about 27 years. You've been on air about 33. I've been on air a few years when I started talking to you. And I'd read your books. I knew a lot of it was true, but a lot of it was over the horizon. I thought, well, this guy's really smart, but he's a little out there. And that was, you know, 20 years ago. I went, no, this guy's dead on, but I thought maybe, you know, he's still a little pessimistic. Now I'm leaning towards your worst prognosis here and just hoping that the other isn't that you're wrong, but I'm leaning towards what you're saying. And then now it's a hope that things are okay. And if we just repented and got how much trouble we were in and admitted this evil's real, we could turn it around. But there are a lot of good people out there, but they're not in the positions of power. And I just wonder what's going to happen to people that have been serving evil when this whole thing goes south. How do you expect this to unfold?
Well, first of all, again, we're going into where each man's sword will be against his neighbor, with the exception of those people who have, I would say this, a love for God, a love for human life. Listen, these people are the globalists, the Satanists, the Luciferians, the most demonic people. They think nothing about killing, murdering, butchering, eating.
Well, they actually enjoy it.
Yeah, they do, because they're demon-possessed. I want to make a real quick statement. Demons are the disembodied spirits of a hybrid creation that the Bible talks about, the Rephaim, the Rapha, the dead, which are fallen angels who can have sex when they change and transform their bodies with earth women. That's the basis of all mythology and legends, with maybe a few exceptions coming from the heavens. Even the Pentagon, I remember having a Pentagon spokesman guy contact me. He says, you know, Steve, we call all the fallen angels the gods of the Sumerians. I said, well, then the Sumerians were smarter than you guys. The bottom line is that we're talking about supernatural evil. You see, people want to vote themselves out of this. People want to say, well, I've got to get the right guy. Einstein's definition of insanity, it won't work, Alex. We no longer, and Obama said one thing is true, America's no longer a Christian nation. We allow foreign gods. We allow Anubis, the god of the dead, the Egyptian god of the dead. We allow all this stuff into the country. We allow Moloch. We allow the Arch of Baal.
And they know what they're doing at the Denver airport when they put Anubis up there in a 100-foot statue. It's a ritual.
Yep, yep. And so what happens? Those are symbols. But they also, listen, I'm on record as saying AI, artificial intelligence, there's nothing artificial about it. I believe it is a alien implant, if you will, alien meaning not the classic, but an extra dimensional entity.
An artificial interdimensional interface.
You got it. There you go. And very good. And I'm searching for those words. But here's the thing. As more and more AI is being projected as the next big investment field, it takes more computer power. It takes more computer faster chips. It takes literally the support.
Yeah, you can't have energy for your restaurant or for your car, but no one ever says big tech doesn't get all. They get everything they want.
They get everything they want. And this is one reason that people have got to understand, too, that we don't have time, but the Taiwan-China dynamic, TSM, makes the most, the fastest chips in the world. And the Taiwanese company and Japan has a stake in that. India has a stake in that. And I think what I if I could say this in trying to get everybody's head around this, you're used to taking a dollar, $100, whatever. You're used to being able to change that for something, whether the goods originated in India, like rice, or whether or some of the spices or whatever, anything that was made in China, anything that was made in Germany. And you used to be able to take American dollars and convert it into a currency that would acquire that product. That's no longer in the background. We're talking about national bankruptcy, not just of the United States, but most of NATO's bankrupt. And by the way, I want to draw everybody's attention, Alex, and I don't know if you've read it lately, but David Wilkerson's 1973 book, The Vision. He, David Wilkerson, and I believe it Cross and Switchblade fame, he made the statement that when he saw the vision of the global financial collapse, it started in Germany, interestingly enough, spread to Japan, and then within a week or two, it came to the United States. It just so happens that Deutsche Bank is in a real serious problem.
Germany, the German chancellor just announced they're getting ready to announce a national emergency.
Yep. And so what I'm telling everybody is, okay, scoff, but why don't you do your homework, Mr. Atheist, Mr. Agnostic? Why don't you read 1973 Vision? That's 50 years ago, Alex. 50 years ago, and God's been gracious. He's been merciful. He's been wonderful, loving, giving us space to repent. But again, there's no call. There's no national call to repentance. And what repentance means is that you got to quit doing what you're doing that brings the wrath of God. I'm saying everything. God will protect his people as he protected Daniel. And Daniel's a real story. In the book of Daniel, it says knowledge is going to increase, and you can't keep track of the knowledge. But back to AI, we're watching the demonization, and by the way, inanimate objects. I get into a lot of arguments with theologians. I said, come on, I can take you to any of the most backwoods or in the jungle civilizations, and they know that trees can be possessed, rocks can be possessed. And what is happening is our nation has been repossessed by the very devil who is trying to destroy every man, woman, and child in America. Why?
Well, that's because there's energetic ownership, energetic territorialism, and there's energy. And when we let evil residents come in, it literally becomes the energy around us. We're out of time, Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com. Let's not wait 6 months. Why don't you try to come on next week or come on in the new year? This is going to move very, very fast. God bless you, brother, for your prophetic warnings. We love you.
Thank you, Eric. Eric, thank you Eric. So much, Alex.
Eric's close to Alex.
I might as well call you Eric. You know? Thank you for telling me my name today. God bless each and every one. And this is serious. Support InfoWars Store. Get your health food supplements. I can't plead enough with you. The food is going to cease to exist.
Well, I called my wife when you were first on. I said, we got to get in more storable food because you can just, I wish it wasn't the case. You can feel it. You can see it. Steve Quayle, thank you so much.
Bye, Alex.
Thank you. You almost called him Mike Adams earlier because Mike Adams is on Friday talking about all this. Great job, Steve Quayle. I, you know, That's a worst case scenario, but that's where we're going, folks. We've gone over the edge here, and everything he's saying is a real, very probable possibility if we don't turn this around. All right, Kate Daly takes over for the next 46 minutes. Then Owen Schroyer with the War Room, 3 p.m. today, former political prisoner. I am going to do a very special broadcast tonight on X. I'm going to do an analysis of all this, and then I'm going to put in-game Blueprint for Global Enslavement out because it's been so censored everywhere, and I'm going to use, whether Elon's good, bad, or whatever, I'm going to use X to promote the show so people tune in to Kate Daly right now and Steve Quayle, and just, you know, if CNN called and said, we're going to put your show on it, it's 8 p.m. tonight, I'd say, go ahead. I'm not going to change what I'm going to say. So we're you know, blessed and thankful for all you pushing for that to happen. But there's definitely a team human and a team demon thing going on. There's definitely the death cult, and there's the cult of life, and that's what we're trying to promote here. Please remember, Short White Freak Shipping, double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. Please do your Christmas shopping with us. Get great products. We're keeping us on air. We have Winter Sun, the highest quality D3 that's so good for your immune system, finally back in stock. It's 40% off. We have 10-hour clean energy, Turbo Force, X2 selling out, copy of my book, The Great Awakening. And there is a great awakening happening, and I know it's critical to keep this broadcast on air, so I'm very, very thankful to all the viewers and all the listeners. And I almost forgot, I'm on with Elon Musk, and he says, I don't know what you call it when you're anti-globalist. I said, how about Team Human, anti-death cult? He said, yeah, let's adopt Team Human. Whether you like Elon Musk or aren't sure or hate him, we've been talking for years about Team Human. So we have shirts that are being made right now. You can pre-order them now. That funds the operation. Plus, it's a great thing. And we'll put them on screen. And it says Team Human. Then it's got the nuclear family in the middle. And InfoWars.com under it. And it's got Team Human on the back. And there's two different designs of the shirt. It'll take a week or so to get printed, but Christmas will be here. So get it after Christmas, but by the probably the new year. And that supports the broadcast. It's a fundraiser shirt. And it's all about Team Human against the robots, against the takeover. InfoWarsStore.com for the Team Human shirts. And get them first. Thank you all for your support. The great syndicated talk show host and patriot, KateDalyShow.com. KateDalyShow.com. Kate Daly takes over.
Thank you so much, Alex. Really appreciate that. Wow. Can't wait to hear tonight what that's going to be. Wow. Welcome. And of course, I have a great guest. I want to talk to him, and then I want to talk a little bit about the movie Leave the World Behind. But let me first introduce you to Ben McClintock from TreeOfLibertySociety.com. He's been a recurring guest on my show, and let me just tell you, he's faced a lot of harassment, and the latest harassment is something that everyone needs to know about. Because of the way they're doing this now and the way that they're going after people that try to tell the truth, it's been really hard to see this one happen, really hard to watch how they maneuver in the background. And I think that not only do people like this need our support, but this is really where money should flow. It's where things should be really taking a hard look. We should be taking a hard look. Because of the ramifications and implications when you tell the truth, there are only so many people out there in the media that are educating, right? It's one thing to go to a meeting. It's another thing to know why you're at the meeting, okay, a public meeting, what to say at a public meeting, what to do at a public meeting, and what to stand for, okay? And so here is an individual that has been doing that, and they are systematically going after him in my state. So I want to kind of let people know what's happening when you try to tell the truth. And I know that many people are facing a lot of different kinds of attacks to the J6ers and everything else. There's all kinds of people that try to stand. And I don't want to dissuade anyone from standing. You have to stand up. But really what this means is that we all need to support the people that do talk out, the people that do educate, the people that do stand up. Ben McClintock, welcome from TreeOfLibertySociety.com. He's been in the movement for a really long time, and he's membership coordinator, investigative reporter for Tree of Liberty Society. He's got a lot of great pieces you need to check out. Also, prior to that, he was a coordinator for the John Birch Society and co-founder of Defending Utah. And then also he has been seen on USA Today, Fox News, other regional newspapers. And so I'm excited to have you, and I'm so sad at what's been going on with you and what's been happening to you, because all through the years that we've known each other, you have faced a burnt down home, lost everything. You have faced harassment, checkpoints, you name it. What is the latest that has happened to you, Ben?
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for that background. I appreciate that. So good to see you again. So glad to be on the show. November 27th, as, trying to figure out what the latest motive is. I was outside of my home and all of a sudden I'm looking down the street and I see about 15 to 20 SWAT team members running down the street towards my house. And I'm wondering what's going on. Is this something going on for the neighbor and they're going to tell me to go in the house? And no, it was actually about me. They're wondering, you know, is this my house? Is this where I live? And thank heavens I was outside because it could have turned much, much different, maybe even deadly, because they were there to serve a no-knock warrant on my house.
Oh my gosh. Okay. What? First of all, I can't imagine.
They barged down the door if I was inside the house and just started trashing the place. Thankfully, I was outside though.
You have a lot of children. I can't even imagine this scenario. So what was the reason? So I'm sure everyone out there is going, well, why would they do this? Why a no-knock warrant? What did you do?
What did I do? I'm according to the sheriff's department, I am a hardened drug kingpin leader, I guess, because, and the warrant we found out is completely illegal. There's a lot of information we can get on that, but they were suspecting, they said that they had evidence to believe that illegal controlled substances and various forms of production from raw marijuana bud and plants to process THC in the form of THC dab, components of a clandestine lab, including glass beakers and jars, butane chemicals, burners, ovens, camp stoves, marijuana grow equipment, such as pots, soil, plants in various stages of growth, heaters, ventilators, PPE, chemicals, and supplies needed to grow plants indoors, CO2 emitters, watering supplies, additionally, any other item needed to construct, operate, and maintain a clandestine dab laboratory or marijuana grow.
So let me, okay. Let me say this. I've known Ben for a long time. Okay. You don't drink or smoke or you don't do anything like this. So how could they come up with a warrant like that? I'm stunned actually. How could they come up with a warrant like this? I don't understand. But doesn't make sense.
Yeah. They're actually hiding that information. The detective, when he started talking to me, I was like, a drug lab? What are you talking about? He's like, you have a hose coming out your window, right? And so I have a hose coming out my window because I have a 3D printer and I exhaust out the fumes. And so the only information he really gave me was that I have a hose coming out my window. And so they had probable cause to believe, and that's all that they'll give me, because it says on the affidavit, it says that it supposedly has the evidence. They won't release to me. I've filed a grammar request, which is my state's version of a Freedom of Information Act request. And tomorrow is the last day that they have to, according to statute, to give it to me. And it's something easy they have on file. They could just go send and get it to me, but they refuse to send me the evidence that they use to collect, besides what his verbal description was, is that I have a hose coming out my window. And so therefore I have an entire drug lab in my house.
I almost don't have words, which is unique, for me. So if I'm getting this right now, they can make up any reason at all. And I mean, we're talking, knowing Ben, you would have to make up all of these reasons, because I know him very well. To get inside somebody's house, to do a no-knock. They even went as far as a no-knock warrant, not even a knock on the door to ask you a question about that. So did you have any indication that this was happening at all against you at all?
No, not a clue. Totally just out of the blue. And most of these things that you've talked about were totally out of the blue and no warning in advance that I noticed. A lawyer called me up. He's a kind of a civil rights lawyer. And he said, well, you know, send me out the warrant, because just his experience was people don't tell the whole story. And so just, you know, kind of let me get their side of it. So I was like, here you go. Here's the warrant. And he's like, this is egregious on its face. Without the affidavit even, it's egregious because it's a complete violation of the Fourth Amendment, which says that if they have a warrant to search and to seize something, they have to specifically name what is to be searched and what is to be seized. But in the warrant, it says that any other person on the property or in the home, on the vehicles, as well as described as any, as well as any vehicle on the property. And so anybody visiting is blanketed into this search warrant. Any person on the property is in the search warrant. So this is a completely just unlawful, illegal, unconstitutional search warrant on its face. And then the fact that they're hiding the affidavit of any supposed evidence, right? If they had just staked out my home for any amount of time, they would, there's nothing that would even make someone suspect that a hose leads to a drug lab. It's crazy.
I can't even imagine the reach. It's not even a reach. It's made up. I mean, they had to have made this up. So with all the cop cars down, stopped them from serving this.
I was from doing the no knock because I was already outside, and so you have this huge rush of SWAT team guys, their bulletproof vests, their AR-15s right at me.
Amazing.
And I was out, thankfully, right? Because barged down the door, it says no knock and no announce. When they barged through my door, they didn't even have to tell me, according to the warrant, the illegal warrant, who they were and why they were there. And so I've got my kids. Like you said, I've got a fairly large family, and I'm there to protect them. And so quickly, that kind of a thing could have gotten very bad. We know that this entire SWAT team, I've looked at their record, and they have a record of violence towards others. And there was one case that I read about where they pulled over a guy, and they thought he was a drug guy again, and they start beating him up, and then they realize that they got the wrong guy, and they continue beating him up, according to the report. And another guy that they had, that they killed in another incident. And then, just throughout the state, we see it all over the country, is these mistaken identities where people die. And so it could have gotten really bad, really fast. If I really believe that it was divine providence that I was outside when they decided to storm the house.
100%. There's no doubt in my mind. The reason I asked you on today, and I want people to understand what's happening to the people that try to tell the truth in their states and about issues in the country right now. When you try to tell the truth, they target you. And this is a targeting. There's no reason, if you knew Ben at all, there would be absolutely, you're shocked at the allegation because it's so, it's so insane. But the sad part is that people go, oh, well, it's about drugs. So the government has the ability to search for drugs, which is absolutely not true, which is absolutely insane that people kind of give this kind of thing a pass.
Right.
It's amazing to me that this is what they had to make up in order to go into your home. That's how desperate the FBI is. That's how desperate they are to go after their fellow citizen. And it makes me sick. I don't have an ounce of respect for the FBI or the CIA, not an ounce. I've done too much research and too much study. I can't have an ounce of respect for them because of the actions that they take against people like you that are bringing things to light. And so I would imagine that they got the go ahead. I would imagine that they got a green light to whatever they wanted to make up to go after you because, we've seen this before. You've been targeted before by them. Your house mysteriously burnt to the ground. You lost everything. To support Ben, go to treeoflibertysociety.com. And you know what it's going to take? It's going to take a lot of people shoring people up against these kinds of actions, helping to pay lawyer fees, helping to take these kinds of things into court where we're supposed to have a just system. We know that that's not true anymore, but it's the only hope we have left, right? And when we come back, we'll talk just a little bit more about this situation because I want people to be very aware about what's at stake here. If we don't help and shore up the people telling the truth, and there's only about 1% left, there was a big announcement today of all the new AI anchors that will now be present in giving you news. Sorry to tell you this, everyone, but, and I know you guys all know this because I'm saying this very facetiously, they're already there. We already have AI. We already have AI penetrating the news. And so we have about 1% left of the truth tellers. If we don't shore these people up, if we don't help these people and run to their aid, we will lose them. There is no doubt in my mind. And when you see people try to tell the truth, if they have the courage to do so, we need to step in and help as a community of team human, as a community of the fellow man out there We need to help those that are getting harassed by the FBI and CIA, that are getting accosted by them, that are getting absolutely unconstitutional actions put against them. We need to step in and help. This is where we help out. Well, I'll be right back on the Alex Jones Show and more with Ben McClintock, TreeOfLibertySociety.com.
When I say this, I mean it from the very bottom of my heart. I want to say thank you to all the viewers and listeners for supporting the broadcast over the years. We together have changed the world at an incredible level. And I want to salute the crew as well and all of our sponsors and supporters. Ladies and gentlemen, wow, the fight has really been joined with the globalist. And as we go into 2024, the most important election in world history, it is now more important than ever to get around the censors and override the globalists. So keep spreading the word about the broadcast. Keep sharing the articles and videos. Keep praying for the broadcast and our reporters and the crew. And shop at InfoWarsStore.com, where for Christmas, we have the biggest sales of the year. Double Patriot points, store-wide free shipping, up to 60% off on products like BrainForce Plus, BrainForce Ultra, Turbo Force is back in stock, X2 is back in stock, Vaso Beats is back in stock, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, it's all there. My new book, The Great Awakening, do your Christmas shopping there, get great products, and fund the InfoWar. Thank you.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss. It equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are, and that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taking place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
Last year, we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we've put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second great renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of a society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now. If all these new listeners aren't buying stuff at InfoWars.com, they're tuning in. I need the regular hardcore folks that have never gotten a film, a book, a water filtration system. They're all the best out there. At InfoWarsStore.com. Do your Christmas shopping with us or part of it. Don't fund the globalist. InfoWarsStore.com. X2 back in stock with selling out. Incredible. Learn about iodine deficiency. Learn why we have the best. Good, clean hour. Incredible energy. Nobody's going to formula this strong or clean or powerful without hardly any letdown. It's so strong it has some letdown. Turbo Force. InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139. Turbo Force. X2. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. DNA Force Plus, Down and Out Sleep Support. The list goes on and on. InfoWarsStore Christmas Mega Super Sale. Sells up to 60% off, free shipping and double Patriot points. Shop now. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, and I sure want to thank Alex coming to a close on this year and thank him for allowing me the opportunity to even be here and talk to all of you. really appreciate that, because he doesn't have to do that, but he's nice enough to do that. And I really appreciate that. And I appreciate the wonderful staff too. They're fantastic to work with. He's got a great staff. So really appreciate, having a voice, having a microphone, being able to speak about these things daily on my show and be able to come here and talk on Alex Jones' show. I really appreciate all of that. Ben McClintock is my guest. And the reason I wanted to bring Ben on is because this barely just happened a few weeks ago. And it is amazing to me the obvious nature of the targeting of this event against Ben, because you had to, I mean, talk about a guy that would never be accused of having a drug lab in his house. It would be Ben McClintock out of all the people I know. And so this was so insane. And it, you know, there's a couple of things. Number one, this reminds me of Lavoie Finicum, a true patriot who was gunned down by the FBI, who in the back, who basically talked about the fact that the tone and the tenor of the FBI was changing when they were all in Oregon, and he was in Oregon with the Bundys. And I remember him on video the day before he died, talking about the tone and tenor for no reason, escalating into a type of frenzy. And they were doing it all on their own. There was nothing escalating. They were just talking, and there was nothing happening that would have made that so. It was just a choice they were making. And I call it badass syndrome, because they honestly have this drive and need to look like some sort of, forgive the word, badass, like I'm a badass, you know, like this pride, puffed up pride in whatever they do, whoever they want to accost, whatever unconstitutional thing they want to do to somebody is okay because they're the FBI and because they're SWAT. And I look at the huge cost of what the toll of their harassment has been on you and your family, simply because you tell the truth, simply because you tell the truth about what the legislators are doing. So I would believe that in some point they have to be giving the green light to this. What are your thoughts now, 2 weeks later, after this horrendous event, and scary event for your family? What are your thoughts? What are you seeing in the background?
Well, I mean, just that thing, you know, it's one of those things where some people, Alex talked about this in the last segment about, you know, talking about how we shouldn't be scared to stand forward just mm-hmm. because this happens. This is, to me, this is like, hot dog, I'm on the trail. Otherwise they would be leaving me alone. And so just like you and I, we were really hot on them in our state on their move mm-hmm. to remove the power of the sheriff. And so they went after me with the, like you said, the checkpoint blocking my home with the DUI checkpoint blocking my home, mysterious mm-hmm. Burnings, the attempted kidnapping of yep. my daughter, and now this. And so, you know, I've been talking about how satanic ritual abuse is a real thing and showing the links with government officials and other people in society, showing its link across the country. And so, with my own sheriff that had to have signed off on this. And then what's interesting is the judge that signed off on this warrant, his wife works for CPS, is something that I've come to learn. And so is my understanding. And so it's kind of interesting that the spouse of what I believe to be a CPS attorney is signing off on a warrant after I, you know, exposed CPS and showed that they had that last time they went after me. They claimed that I was starving my daughter, and the guy had never met me and never met my daughter, claimed that I was not allowing her to drink, you know, fluids. And when I exposed that lie, they go away. They disappear. And so this is the thing, is we've got to go forward and continue to expose them and not be afraid, because when we expose them, then it shows that if any retaliation happens, that it's obviously retaliation. They start to lose their credibility and the people start to wake up. And so this is an important thing that, like you said, is to support those that are doing this, but as well as to stand up yourself and become a part of that, because that exposure, because all of these things are going on, from satanic ritual abuse to corruption, trashing on the Constitution. It's rampant and it needs to stop.
No, 100%. I'm with you on this. And we've both been censored in our state. And I even have a text message from a county commissioner bragging about the fact that he had a local hour of mine removed off the air because we were targeting the politicians.
Yep.
Nothing, though, to what you've been going through. And what you've been going through, I mean, honestly, I applaud your exposing, Ben, because a lot of citizens are not going to take the time to do it. They're not going to take the time to do the research. And you have been a very, very vocal opponent of the legislature and the state senators and the governor in our state and talking about the things they're doing. You're not making anything up. You're just exposing what they're doing. And it's amazing to me how in a conservative state, they strive to silence anyone, that brings to light what they're doing, because they're all doing it under the Republican banner as we're the nice conservatives in our state, and our state has a majority. And it's been interesting to watch them scatter. I mean, it's disgusting to me. The evil is disgusting, but you have paid a high cost, and he's so right about being targeted with a medical kidnapping of his daughter. And then of course with CPS, your home burns down, you have checkpoints out to suddenly pop up outside your house, and there's only one way to get out. And so you have to go by these checkpoints where they just wanted to make sure they were right there. It has been amazing to watch what they've done. They took Ammon Bundy's home, the hospital, and, as he stood up for, a little child, with another medical kidnapping from the hospital. And it's amazing because I know one of the people that works at that hospital, and he was just thinking, he was just so prideful about everything that was going on, and he was right. And I thought, it was already proven that that little baby had nothing wrong with it. And, so they took Ammon Bundy's home. There's a big price to pay, but wouldn't you say at the end of this, you'd rather be on the side of truth than on the side of cowering in your living room and not exposing any of these people?
Oh, it just reminds me of the scripture that talks about that if you are living in Christ Jesus, that you will receive persecution. And so, you know, if I were to cower, that would mean I didn't want to pay the price of living my life as best as I can in Christ Jesus. And so it's, you know, that the option to me isn't there. And I think one of the most recent things that I've done to expose them is my new book is Invasion Volume 2, which I show what Alex has done with on the international level, showing the conspiracy and the internationalists and how they invade through, you know, into our nations. But I've shown how Skull and Bones, the United Nations, Bohemian Grove have actually infiltrated local communities. And so I think that they're having this written out for everyone to be able to see is something that they're also afraid of.
His book, Invasion, is amazing. Pick that up give it to somebody you know. Because if we can educate a nation, it's one thing to get somebody in a seat at a public meeting or whatnot, or get somebody to do something. But it's another one to have them fully understand what they're fighting for and why they're fighting for it, and then what to do about it. And so that level of education, we need to get that to rise in this nation. Otherwise, we don't save this nation. And I think Steve Quayle was right. Repentance is the biggest thing that we need to do as a nation. And then we need to be educated. And you've done such a fine job at this. You've done such an amazing job. And I'm really grateful to you for all of the exposing that you've done. You can clearly see who the bad guys are in this scenario. The ones that had to paint you as a drug dealer to try to do a no-knock warrant, never coming to your home, never just knocking on the door and you could have had a conversation with them asking you. No, they had to escalate. They had to bring it into a no-knock warrant and then think they're all that to try to justify this in some way. Because all the guys that show up all in their vests and their guns and puffed up in pride and looking like they are these badasses, right? They are somehow justified in doing this to another citizen. What brings that? What happens to people when that happens? You know what I mean? So it's always been curious to me how we work against our fellow man. But please go to treeoflibertysociety.com and help Ben out, because these are our truth tellers on the ground. These are our boots on the ground. Treeoflibertysociety.com. He's got a wonderful book there too, but he does an amazing job. Thank you so much, Ben. Really appreciate you coming on and sharing your story. Thank you.
Appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.
I'll be right back on the Alex Jones Show, so don't go anywhere. I've got a couple of things to say about Leave the World Behind and a couple.
Please remember, my new book, The Great Awakening, is going right to number one. It's already number one on a bunch of charts. Plus, it funds this operation. It's twice the length of the last book. It's full of solutions. It's amazing. The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. Infowarsstore.com. Get a signed copy as a fundraiser. I thank those that have. I want to ask others that want to keep us on air to do that. That's the action point. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get a signed copy or unsigned copy at InfoWarsStore.com. A signed copy is like $30, $29. A signed copy is $100. And that's what it takes to fight the globalists. They have store-wide free shipping, including on the book, double Patriot points, and X2 selling out but still discounted, Turbo Force, 10 hours clean energy back in stock, so many other great products like Down and Out Sleep Formula, Vitamin Fusion, DNA Force. It's up to 60% off. Do your Christmas shopping with us, and we appreciate you. These are great products that work really, really well. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your Operation A360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now. Please remember, my new book, The Great Awakening, is going right to number one. It's already number one on a bunch of charts. Plus, it funds this operation. It's twice the length of the last book. It's full of solutions. It's amazing. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the next great renaissance. InfoWarsStore.com. Get a signed copy as a fundraiser. I thank those that have. I want to ask others that want to keep us on air to do that. That's the action point. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get a signed copy or unsigned copy at InfoWarsStore.com. A signed copy is like $30, $29, a signed copy is $100, and that's what it takes to fight the globalists. They have store-wide free shipping, including on the book, double Patriot points, and X2 selling out but still discounted, Turbo Force, 10 hours clean energy back in stock, so many other great products like Down and Out Sleep Formula, Vitamin Fusion, DNA Force. It's up to 60% off. Do your Christmas shopping with us, and we appreciate you. These are great products that work really, really well. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
The InfoWars Live Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver has finally returned. To celebrate this powerful product's long-awaited homecoming, we're slashing $10 off the asking price, passing the savings on to you. Silver Bullet is the answer to Alex's extensive search for a powerful colloidal silver product that utilizes high-quality processes and has applications for both preparedness and regular use. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in a pure base of deionized water, this survival silver is the perfect fit for you and your family's routine and emergency supply. Colloidal silver is an amazing natural product that can assist your body's many healing processes. Do a deep dive, research the possibilities of colloidal silver yourself, and don't miss out on this limited time offer of $10 off. Try InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today. Available right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. So grateful to be here and so grateful that you're tuning in as well. And I'm big thank you to Ben McClintock. You know, he has been at this a long time, and I feel I could not even believe it when I heard that there was a no-knock warrant issued and such ridiculous accusations. I mean, you couldn't get more ridiculous if you knew him. I mean, it was amazing that they could come up with that. But you know, it tells me that the FBI gets a green light maybe from some people higher up to go after the truth tellers. And there's a lot of people, I think, that are going to be in more situations like this. And this is where we need to help. We need to make sure that they're shored up and not just left out by their lonesome after they do such a great service for others. That's a big deal. It takes a lot, and it's a toll on a family to do the research, to tell the truth, and to come out with messages that are against the New World Order. You get so much coming at you when that happens. And I know personally, I've taken that toll personally, not like Ben. Ben has really had a lot to deal with, and it has been excruciating to have to watch, because you're just thinking this guy is so obviously targeted. But there are many people out there that are trying to tell the truth, that if they feel like they're alone, they're going to stop doing it. And then you and I don't get the messages that we need. You and I don't get educated in what we need to do. And that's the downfall of the country. There was a new tool. I interviewed Paul Allen about the Citizen Portal. Citizen Portal is great. I think it's a great tool. But the problem is that if we don't know why we're fighting and we don't understand the Constitution and we don't understand how to get our country back, then if we're not educated, then showing up at a meeting isn't going to do much. And I love what he did. It's just that we need to do more than that. And we need to keep educating. We need to keep exposing and bringing these things to light. So I really appreciate him, because I've seen a lot of patriots suffer a huge price, and it's been really hard to watch. But if they feel your support and they feel like you're going to help them, and they feel like there are other people that maybe don't have that kind of courage, but are willing to at least help financially or whatever, then they'll keep doing it, because they'll get the help that they need to suffer through these things. Okay. I just think it's important. So the movie Leave the World Behind, I saw this movie with Julia Roberts. She looked terrible, by the way. I was just in shock. I was like, ooh, wow. But she does this show for the Obamas, and the Obamas are credited as the producers. And this show is about a cyber attack happening in America. There were a lot of symbols and signs in this, like the upside down flag. When they were talking about the book that it was named after, a lot of symbols. Okay. And it was really creepy. Actually, they actually did a pretty good job with the overall creep of the movie. But it was interesting, because what I kept thinking about was, what sold it was that let's talk about COVID for a second and kind of give you this little analogy. So they bring out COVID in 2020 and they tell you that there's a pandemic, but you're not actually seeing one in front of your face. Okay. You're isolated in your home, right? You're not seeing people fall over dead. Okay. You're not seeing people that actually were under a pandemic. But why did everybody believe it? Because all of government started talking about it. All of government started saying there was the word a pandemic. And then everybody, you know, started jumping on the bandwagon. The hospital started receiving money. Everyone was receiving cash. And then it bolstered up this idea. Well, we're in a pandemic. We're in a pandemic. The hospitals were empty. People were shooting dance videos that worked there, the doctors and nurses. There was no evidence of a pandemic, but we all believed it. So we all keep saying the word pandemic. And I started thinking as I was watching this show, how easy it was for them to do this. In fact, it was so easy that all they would have to do is gain control of the internet, which they already really have, but not officially, not publicly yet. But once they do that, if they were to take down the internet and down a few planes, they could tell us we were under attack. They are, with this movie, I think, creating the fear porn, so that it's believable when it happens. You've seen it play out with Julia Roberts looking frantic, being suspicious, the whole nine yards. You've seen the guy that's the prepper made out to be the bad guy, right? Kevin Bacon isn't the nice guy, because he was the one that had some foresight, started prepping, started gathering things, and he didn't just give it up. The second somebody showed up at their house, they made it into a moral dilemma, and they made Kevin Bacon look like this horrible human being because he was a prepper. Of course, they had the American flag in front of his house, and he has the cowboy hat, and they make the majority of Americans look pretty horrific. Okay. And so I thought, you know, wouldn't it be easy for them to basically tell us we were under attack so that we did our own civil war? So maybe, and we actually enacted that because we thought we were under attack. I don't know that they even have to have an attack. All they have to do is some brilliant couple of things, and all of a sudden everyone believes it, right? And so we take care of business ourselves for them is really what happens. The other message in this movie was there's no cabal at the helm. The cabal is even scared. Ooh. And that they're succumbing to whatever happens, because it's just happening. And no one's pulling a single string, because the strings are just chaos. And it's pure baloney. Okay. So they're trying to tell you, oh yeah, if you're a real thinker, you're above all that. It's just chaos. It's kind of like telling you that climate change is happening because of your plastic bag and your straw. It makes zero sense, but they want you to think that something's wrong and that you're the problem. And now they're telling you you're the problem because you think there are people at the helm. There are people at the helm. None of this would be going on if there weren't people at the helm, right? Going behind our back, working out deals with China, having money in big round numbers go over to the Ukraine for heaven knows what, and BlackRock taking over the money, and everything else that's going on. Every single false flag has to be perpetuated by somebody, has to be done by somebody at the helm. It is not just happenstance. There's no way, but that was the message of this movie. So you kind of have to get into Michelle and Obama's little minds, right? To figure out why. Why did they want to have you walk away with black people saying you can't trust white people? Why did they want you to walk away thinking, oh, if you're a real thinker, you're not going to go for that silly cabal. You're just going to think it all just happens. Why? Why did they want to put this movie out? Why did they want you thinking about these kinds of things? Because I honestly think we're at the point where they don't even have to do anything. All they have to do is simply tell us something is going on and we would believe it. We went hook, line, and sinker, right? Hook, line, and sinker with the news of COVID. Nobody even questioned the fact that, well, hey, people aren't just dying outside my door. They're not just falling over dead. And everyone that works at the post office and Amazon and Costco and Walmart seem to be perfectly fine. Why is that? Why is that? Because if it were real, right, and this is the way things transmitted, we'd all be dead. We wouldn't have even lasted through all these generations. It's ridiculous. It's preposterous. But you know what? We believed it. We believed it because we were told on the tube. And now they're adding AI. Well, they're publicizing that they're adding AI anchors. I think that's been in the works for a long time. I think they've been doing that for a long time. But now they're telling us they're doing it, right? Why? Because as the lies get bigger and bigger and bigger, there's no one responsible for those lies. All they have to do is say it was an AI figure that said it. All they have to do is say, well, the AI gives us our unimportant news, but we'll reserve the humans for our important news. That's baloney too. What they're really wanting to do is have no accountability so they can shove stuff out there into our peripheral and get us to believe it. And then they're never responsible for spinning out horrific lies. And that's what the news anchors do. It's nice hair, nice teeth, little Mr. and Mrs. Robotic, giving you a smile, reading a teleprompter of what the government tells them to say. And now it's just going to be beefed up as AI. There are so many things like this. When we look at our existence, when we look at the things that have happened, we look at the last 100 years or even the last 10, and you realize how many things are fake. Okay. We have fake celebrities, fake stars. When I saw Formula One and I saw all these stars there and I wondered how much do they have to pay them to be there? Right? I mean, how much do they have to pay these people to be there to bolster up Formula One? It's popular. Yes, but they had to have the celebrities there, right? I mean, our celebrities are bought and paid for. Lady Gaga going in with Pfizer now. Taylor Swift's boyfriend, all about Pfizer. It's amazing how bought and sold these celebrities are and how bought and sold Hollywood is. We have to decide what is fake, what is truth, and really out and really, really expose this for what this is. And I think they put this out there because they wanted people to believe it once they try to do it. I really do. And yeah, that would cause actual action to happen, wouldn't it? But we have to be careful in what we see and what we believe and what we know to be true and what we're sold. Thank you. I'm Kate Daly from The Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com, coming to you live daily. And of course, on The Alex Jones Show today. Thank you, Alex. Appreciate you.
What would you do if there was a tyrannical, totalitarian world government taking over whose plan was to kill 90% of the world population and they were already beginning to do it? You would rally against it. You would fight it. And that's what we're doing. This is the reality of 2023.
I just want to thank listeners and viewers for your last year's support and want to encourage you now more than ever to spread the word about the broadcast, to pray for the broadcast, to take clips and share it from the broadcast, and to buy products that enrich your life at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the signed or unsigned copy of my new book, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalist and Launch the Second Renaissance. Twice as long as my last book, incredibly powerful, signed or unsigned, InfoWarsStore.com. And we have X2 finally back in stock after over a year, InfoWarsStore.com. We have TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, back in stock, and a bunch of other great products as well. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com and do your Christmas shopping there. Fund the InfoWar and get great products all at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is like a grocery store or like a vitamin shop. We want to have all the best brands for you. We want to have a bunch of different choices for you. So I get constant questions online and in person. Hey, what's better, Knockout? What's better, Down and Out? What's better? Why do you sell two or three different sleep aids? And the answer is different herbal formulas, different compounds are better for different people. So one person might like this coffee, another person likes that coffee. That's how our bodies work. They're all very diverse. But we've been able to private label a national bestseller that's been sold for many years that people love and sell it for a lower price under the name InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep. This is a great formula full of amazing safe compounds giving you deeper, cleaner, restful sleep. And it's in stock available right now of 25% off out of the gates. So get your InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.